DenverHomePrice.com is absolutely free. Visit DenverHomePrice.com. That's DenverHomePrice.com.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder, and broadcasting in HD.
A new red flag on global warming.
It's going to be a much less desirable planet.
Requiring stability control in every car.
After seatbelts, it's the next best feature to save lives.
Recalling all Segways.
The personal transporter can unexpectedly fall.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. A new and dire warning from a top NASA scientist. Global warming is real, and James Hansen says we have only a few years to tackle it or face grave consequences.
If we continue on business as usual, we will have, within the century, extinction of a substantial fraction of the species on the planet, and we will begin to have disintegration of ice sheets with sea level rise that I think will be measured in meters.
Hansen says decisive action needs to be taken within the next 10 years. Well, the public is apparently getting the message.
Most Americans do agree that something needs to be done about global warming immediately.
Director of Survey Sarah Dutton on the latest CBS News New York Times poll.
76% think it's necessary to take steps to counter the effects of global warming right away. Only 19% think that it can wait.
A highway skid is a hair-raising event, but new technology can prevent the worst. CBS's John Harchie reports the government wants it to be standard equipment.
Without electronic stability controls, many drivers can't control the skid, especially in high SUVs. That's an Insurance Institute test with an SUV spinning when it hit a wet surface. With stability control, the SUV swerves a bit, but mostly keeps a straight line course. Stability control can apply individual brakes and throttle control to help keep things steady. This driver thinks it saved her from an accident.
You could feel it grab. It was so quick, you don't even know it's happened until you're through the whole incident.
Experts think it could save 10,000 lives a year if every vehicle had it. John Harchie, CBS News, Washington.
From four wheels to two, as the Consumer Product Safety Commission issues a recall for all Segway motorized scooters. We're live with CBS's Barry Bagnano. Barry, what's the problem?
These self-balancing scooters can lose their stability control, Nick, when the computer unexpectedly tells the wheels to go in reverse. Down they go.
Segway and the CPSC are aware of 6 reports of the personal transporter not operating properly.
CPSC spokesperson Julie Belise.
There were injuries to the head and wrist of the user.
All 23,500 Segways must be fixed. You can go to a dealer, ship it for free, or if you have a fleet like some police departments, a technician will come to you. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Well, President Bush heads to Capitol Hill in a few hours to twist lawmakers' arms for more muscle in the war on terrorism. We're live at the White House with CBS's Peter Mayer.
Look, Nick, this will be part lobbying session, part rally as the president searches for support for legislation to question and try captured terror suspects. He'll urge House Republicans to improve interrogation rules and special military commission trials. But some members of the president's own party oppose key provisions on the use of evidence in terror cases. Senator John McCain warns that changing Geneva Convention rules on prisoner treatment could jeopardize Americans, Nick.
Well, immigration reform has been a hot-button issue, but a comprehensive plan is off the table. Still, some lawmakers haven't thrown in the towel.
Trying to salvage something from the immigration bill they've scuttled, House Republican leaders have a bill on the floor today to build more border fences, though it's unclear if it will become law. California Republican Duncan Hunter says fences are a top priority.
Since 9/11, border enforcement for all time has become a security issue.
But the much broader immigration issue, including what to do about the 12 million illegal immigrants living in this country, won't be addressed by this Congress before the election. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The defense unexpectedly called Raul Gomez Garcia to the stand yesterday in his own defense to say that embarrassment led him to shoot 2 off-duty cops. He said that Detective Donnie Young stopped him from going into the party and then choked Garcia Gomez. He admits to shooting Young and Detective Jack Bishop, but says he didn't mean to kill them.
I never said kill. I just said shoot. I never said kill anyone.
He said he told a friend that he thought the officers would be wearing bulletproof vests.
I told him that he said what's going to happen to them. So I said if they have a bulletproof vest, nothing's going to happen to them, just maybe a bruise or a mark.
Detective Jack Bishop was wearing a vest, but his partner Donnie Young was not and died from the blast. If the jury believes Gomez Garcia, it could lead to a manslaughter charge and up to 40 fewer years in prison. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Tim. Good morning. Good-looking drive now around the metro. We did have crews working on sections of I-25 near downtown last night, but it's really not a factor any longer. Right there for you near Spear, traffic well up to speed. I-70 looks good across town. We just have the westbound closure of the Eisenhower Tunnel in the High Country, so just keep that in mind. It'll be in effect until tomorrow morning at 10. Then we'll get relief from it over the weekend when it will briefly reopen. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today...
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8830. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-220-1174. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
To bring this sectarian violence under control. And if it doesn't, then I think we would have a serious situation.
We've got our work cut out for us, says Satterfield.
This is a difficult area, and I will not mince words on this point. It is hard to move this forward.
MP3s and podcasts of these Osgood File broadcasts can be found at theosgoodfile.com. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Where do you want to be?
I'd like a real estate website where I can look at all the listings, not just those of a single company.
I'll know the right house when I see it, but it's frustrating having to go from website to website. I'm wearing out my mouse.
Find your perfect place. It's easy at RE/MAX.com. Now RE/MAX.com has more home listings to choose from than ever. RE/MAX listings and our competitors' listings, too. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
10 minutes after 6 o'clock. High today, 83, under partly sunny skies. Looks like it's going to be another great day along the Front Range. Good day to get out and enjoy yourself. So what the hell, just call in sick, don't go to work. Tell them I told you it was okay. Take the day off. John Turk, who produces the show. Turk, you going to go out and spank Whitey today? Going to play a little golf?
No, I actually have a bunch of things to do around the house today. A little honey-do list that's been growing and growing for the last few weeks that I need to take care of.
Oh, man. Oh, I hate that. I really hate it. Thank God Murray puts up with the fact that I have a very, very hard time accomplishing those things. Coming up this morning, we've got some good stuff. Tom Tancredo, this whole thing is not over with. And we're going to talk once again to Mark Potok in the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to talk to him once again about this whole gathering in South Carolina. Predictably, Tom Tancredo yesterday, we invited him on a number of times. Would not come on. But he went over to another radio station in the building, and I don't mind giving him credit, KOA, where he knew he'd find a safe harbor. And he went over there and answered some questions. So we're going to run his answers by Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center and see what he has to say about this. And we'll be doing that between 7 and 8 o'clock. We'll also talk to the guy who's running against Tom Tancredo, Bill Winter, and we'll see what he has to say about that. And that all happens in the 7 o'clock hour. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to a guy who's been in a very, very unique position. He was a prisoner at Guantanamo. He'll tell us what it's like to be apprehended and to be sent to Guantanamo and what goes on inside there. And he's written a really fascinating book. And, you know, you say the word fascinating. I mean, that's cliche written, right? But this book is really good. It's a page-turner. See, I use all those New York Times Sunday, literary section BS, but it's really, really a good book. And we'll find out from him exactly what that was all about and what he went through. And that's coming up in the 8 o'clock hour here. And as usual, and I always remind you about this, if you miss any part of this program, say you're with us now and then an hour from now you have to go, or 2 hours from now you're at work, or whatever the case may be, you can always get the program on podcast at am760.net. You can check it out there and download it. So if you missed the interview with the gentleman who ended up in Guantanamo, and I hate to say Gitmo, because doesn't Gitmo sound like you're really, you know, military lingo-ish? Ends up in Guantanamo, then you can download the podcast. You can download that hour, that 8 to 9 o'clock hour, and listen back to the interview yourself. We're going to talk this morning here in the first part. Let me give you the phone numbers. 303-713-7600, 613, 13 minutes after 6 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Going to talk about the subject of divorce. You know, much is made across this country, and much is made recently because of the amendments that we have, the initiatives that we have coming up on the Colorado ballot about gay rights. And much is made about marriage. And it's a threat to the institution of marriage. And people are, you know, always bringing up how sacred marriage should be. But have you ever noticed how many people cheat? And how many people's marriages go down in flames? Now, I'm not completely clean on this. While I did not cheat with my first wife, and I have never cheated, and this sounds bad, but I have never cheated on my first or second wife. You know, Mary and I have been together 26 years. I have never so much as cheated, thought about it, went anywhere near it. You know, no way. And I told her a couple of days ago, I said, you know what, you're just as beautiful now as the first time I ever saw you. And I don't understand men who do this. I don't understand also women who do this. Because there are women who do it too. And I've always thought that the way to get around this would be, if you want to go file a divorce, and different states have different divorce laws, if you want to go file a divorce, we should have mandatory counseling. You should have to sit down and you should have to go through counseling. Now, that kills some people, the idea of having to go through counseling. Some people out there, and you might be one of them, you totally reject that idea. I work with some people, names will not be named, who I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go sit in a room, and I'm not going to hear about what's wrong with me. And I'd say, yeah, but that's not what it's about. It's not about sitting in a room and hearing what's wrong with you. It's about airing out everybody's grievances. It's about working things out. I won't do it. And I felt like saying to this person, you know what? Either you'll do it or I'll drag your ass over there and you'll do it. But what happens if we passed a law that you had to get mandatory counseling? And I'm picking a figure out of the air here. 90 days. That you had to have mandatory counseling 90 days before you could be granted a divorce in the state of Colorado. And I'm really crawling out on a limb here with it. You know what? You would get a no-fault divorce. In other words, neither party would be found at fault. You just dissolve the contract. Now, having brought all of this up, having talked about all of this, and to talk about my, you know, my belief in counseling, and that truly this would protect the institution of marriage, then it brings into question, who's going to pay for this? Can you claim it on your health insurance? What about those of you who don't have health insurance? And there have been religious organizations out there that have engaged in this kind of counseling for quite a while, and they have gotten in line to get federal money. So now the question is, do you want to take your federal dollars, and do you want a religious group giving marriage counseling based on religion? See, to me, you should have to go to a psychologist or a psychiatrist or a trained marriage counselor. Well, there's a group called Americans for United Separation of Church and State, and they filed a suit yesterday to block federal financing for an organization that provides marriage counseling based on the Bible. And the lawsuit's another challenge to one of these faith-based initiative programs that the administration and a lot of people like. Now, religious groups are not barred from getting public money, which I've never been able to figure that out. I mean, I think they should be barred from getting public money. But such financing can only be used for secular purposes, not worship, not religious, not religious instruction, and not proselytizing. And this is according to government guidelines. Well, Americans United is a watchdog group based in Washington, D.C. They have filed this lawsuit in federal district court out in Tacoma, Washington, on behalf of 13 state residents. They object to federal funds being used to support the Northwest Marriage Institute, which states in its newsletter that it offers Bible-based premarital and marital counseling. The Institute in Vancouver, Washington, received $97,750 in federal grants in 2005 from the Department of Health and Human Services, and that's your money and my money. So here's the question. I got two of them going on out here for you, okay? One, should we have mandatory marriage counseling before you can get a divorce in the state of Colorado? And two, when it comes down to who's going to pay for it, would you want the government involved in paying for this if the institution of marriage is so damn important? But along with that, maybe I'm making this more complicated than it should be, along with that, does that include faith-based organizations as well? Because I think there's a separation of church and state in this. 303-713-7600, if you can figure your way through this big elaborate maze that I've painted here. 303-713-7600, four lines open. What it basically boils down to is, how serious are you about wanting to save the institution of marriage? And number two, what about this idea of faith-based groups getting money to do marriage counseling? Are you in favor of that when it gets into the realm of who's going to pay for this if we were to put this idea forward? 303-713-7600, four lines open.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Quality, value, design, innovation. Customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
I show you step by step how to make money trading stocks using my Stock Investor website. To get your free DVD and free 30-day trial to my Stock Investor website, call 1-800-366-4183. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-366-4183. That's 1-800-366-4183.
Rockies fans, come out and show your support of the home team before the season is over. Get your tickets today at Coors Field, Rockies Dugout Stores, King Supers, 1-800-388-ROCK, or online at ColoradoRockies.com.
Interest rates could keep climbing. Refinance now and take advantage of the new LendingTree lock-in safe. Hurry before rates go up any further. Call 1-800-555-TREE today. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. See website or call for licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Our boy is 4 years old and quite a little man. So we spell out the words we don't want him to understand. Like T-O-Y or maybe S-U-R-P-R-I-S-E. But the words we're hiding from him now tear the heart right out of me. Our D-I-V-O-R-T.
Yeah, we're talking about divorce.
Becomes final.
6:23, 23 minutes after 6. High today, 83 under partly sunny skies. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Two questions up for grabs this hour. Number one, would you put mandatory divorce counseling in any kind of divorce law here in Colorado? And number two, do you either support or object the idea of federal tax dollars going towards supporting a faith-based group that would provide marriage counseling but would do it based on the Bible? And there's a separation of church and state in this country, and I don't want my tax dollars going for that. But I'm intrigued by the idea of forcing couples to have to go through counseling. Now, a lot of you might sit back there and think to yourselves, oh my God, you mean you're telling me I have to go through counseling with so-and-so who is my first wife? All I ever thought about doing was putting a pillow over her head. No, you know, you'd have to go through it. And particularly, how about if you had kids? Now, this is if we're serious about protecting the institution of marriage in this country. Now, if we're not serious about it, then it's all rhetoric, then who cares? But to those people who always yell, oh, you know, this threatens the institution of marriage, that threatens the institution of marriage, and you hear the thing about gay rights threatens the institution of marriage. All right, well, then, you know what? How about divorce? Does divorce threaten the institution of marriage? You bet it does. So, you know what? Why don't we fix this? Question is, who's going to pay for the counseling? Because what do you do if you get two couples, you get a couple together and they say to the judge in the courtroom, well, okay, or we're in the judge's chambers, wherever they would meet, and they say, okay, you know what, I don't have the money. We don't have the money to go. What's the judge going to say? Go find the money? So, there's only two places to go to get this money. Either you go to the taxpayers or you go to charity. And a lot of charity groups are faith-based. And they get a boost from Washington off of tax dollars. I mean, that's just how it works. All right, let's go to Mark in Denver. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Mark.
First of all, I don't think that the mandatory divorce counseling is a good idea. I've never been married, but I have friends that have gone to divorce counseling, and from the majority of them, it seems like the divorce counselor usually picks a side, which I don't think is healthy or helpful.
And then, you know what? I have been through it, uh-huh. And a really good marriage counselor, I mean, somebody who really knows what they're doing, they don't pick sides. And I'll tell you something. This is the frequent argument that I hear from men. I don't know why this runs, and I'm not trying to, you know, throw you up against the wall due to your gender, but I'm just saying that this is the frequent argument I hear from men, is that, well, I'll go in there, and they'll pick sides. But you know what? Suppose it's a case where you did something wrong. I mean, you got to go in there and hear about it. You can't be all right.
No, I agree. But the thing is, in your case, I wouldn't have a problem with it, but government mandated counseling, you're not going to get all good counselors, unfortunately. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, but that's, you know what, that's the same thing as any field or any profession or anything you look into. You're going to get some good, some mediocre, some bad, and you got to use your brain, and you got to shop around. I mean,
are the courts going to give you the ability to shop around, or are they just going to force you to say you're going to see this person?
No, I don't think you could get them into that whole thing about assigning you to see people. I think that they would have to give you some. If they did that whole thing about assigning you to see people, then you'd have to go to court recommended therapists. They would be jammed up. It would be a big mess. I guess the easiest way to do it would be to say, you got to go get mandatory counseling. Go get mandatory counseling. Be prepared to come back to the court in 90 days. Geez, I act like I'm a judge. Be prepared to come back in. Well, I'm rehearsing. Be prepared to come back in 90 days with a signed certificate prove that you went through it. And if you still want to get a divorce, boom, you're out. We'll do it.
I don't know. But as far as the other part that you're talking about, them giving money to, you say it's a faith-based organization.
Right.
I don't see a problem with that for the simple fact that if you're going voluntarily, yet like you said, you can't afford it, and you want to see these people, I don't have a problem with them giving money to a faith-based organization as long as there's the opportunity for you to go see a non-faith-based counselor without charge also.
All right, but what about if the religious organization, like this one that's in the news in Tacoma, Washington, what happens if the Northwest Marriage Institute, what happens if they're doing marriage counseling and it's based on the Bible? Wait a minute, you don't think that that's not walking on the First Amendment?
No.
Separation of church and state?
No, because if you have the opportunity to go to a faith-based counselor that does it based on the Quran or on the Torah or, I don't know what Wiccans use, but, you know, whatever your religious belief is, I think that if the government's just giving you the opportunity based, or giving the money so that you have the opportunity to go to counseling, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, but as a taxpayer, though, I have a problem. I have a problem with my money going towards supporting and or maintaining religious organizations, be it be it based on the Bible, be it based on Islam, be it based on the Torah, be it based on whatever Wiccans use, be it based on anything having to do with religion.
Well, let me ask you this then. What would you rather pay for? The faith-based organization trying to save a marriage or putting somebody's kid that possibly gets disturbed by their parents getting divorced in jail or through social services or whatever other negative things come from people getting divorced?
I think that's
unfortunately, divorce doesn't just affect the people getting divorced. It affects the children, and I know I have friends whose parents have got divorced, and they definitely went down a wrong road after the divorce.
Well, you know what? Excellent point. And I come out of a broken household, and you make a very, 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 very good point. But I just believe that if you're going to get counseling, that it has to be secular, that it cannot be of a religious nature used with taxpayers' dollars. Mark, thank you, man. Appreciate you being on the show.
All right, bye.
Have a good day. One line open at 303-713-7600. Is there anybody going through a divorce right now? You want to weigh in on this? Here's Gina Michaels, who's never been divorced. You've never been divorced, have you?
No, never. In fact, I'm married late in life for the first time.
How many years have you been married?
3.
Oh, you're a child. I've been married 27.
Yes. Wow. That's an accomplishment.
You guys ever thought about getting divorced?
You know, we had our difficulties, I think, like every married couple. We have counseled. We have been in counseling.
Has that been religious or secular?
I would have to say it was kind of a combination.
Yeah. And did it work?
I think it was helpful.
Yeah. Don't you find most men are scared of this?
Oh, yeah.
What does this think about men being scared of this?
No, I pushed. I pushed for it, for sure.
Yeah, and what did your husband say? I'm not going into some room where somebody's going to take sides against me.
Yes.
Right? Yes? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
You're the third. That's the third example that we've had this morning.
He thought it was going to be like a competition. You know? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to go sit in some room and have some guy tell me that I don't clean up the dirty laundry in the house enough.
I think, though, once he went through the process, he really saw that it was beneficial, though. And I think he actually, toward the end, I think he was actually looked forward, to it, to being able to talk openly and get stuff off his chest. And so I think it was a good thing.
Yeah, that's way cool. All right. Speaking of good things and things of being beneficial, what's progressive traffic look like?
Not bad at all. We had a couple of problems in Aurora on 225, but it looks like they've cleared both of them. One was southbound near Colfax, the other on Parker going to the northbound 225 ramp. So really not affecting traffic at all through there right now. 225 still wide open through the tech center. Southbound 25 is what's starting to heat up now out of Thornton and 270 busy across Commerce City.
Someday you're going to get the answer to the question, where does all my money go? Well, today, a Wells Fargo checking account with My Spending Report can help. You see, My Spending Report is an online financial organizer. It's free, and you can only get it from Wells Fargo. Why wait for someday to get your finances organized? Call, click, or stop by and open a Wells Fargo checking account with free My Spending Report today. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
The voice of Deep Purple, and to many, the voice of rock and roll. Coors Light Live presents Ian Gillan. Ian Gillan, live in a rare concert appearance September 19th at the Gothic Theater. Often imitated, never duplicated. Ian Gillan in his first solo tour of the United States. A rare and up-close evening with one of the greatest rock and roll singers of all time. Ian Gillan singing his own solo material and classics from Deep Purple. Celebrate a lifetime of rock and roll with Ian Gillan. September 19th at the Gothic Theater. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets, HOB.com or 303-830-TIXS. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Or by AARP.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm not sure to say whether what the right wing fears the most, me, Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, or my ex-wife. 6:35, 25 minutes away from 7. High today, 83 under partly sunny skies. And if you miss any or all of this, you can check it out on podcast, am760.net. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk to Barry Lynn, Reverend Barry Lynn. He's from the group Americans United for Separation of Church and State that has filed this lawsuit. We're talking about divorce and the idea of possibly making marriage counseling mandatory before you can get a divorce to protect, quote-unquote, the institution of divorce. And, you know, I know James Dobson down there is digging this, right? He's listening to me and he's saying, yeah, you know what, Jay's on the right track. We need to preserve the institution of marriage. I know that Rick O'Donnell digs what I'm saying. I know that Marilyn Musgrave is just intent on what I'm saying here. But the thing is, who's going to pay for it? And would you want to use your dollars, your tax dollars, for faith-based initiatives, where, in other words, they go to the Bible to conduct marriage counseling, whereas I want it done. It doesn't bother me, but I don't want to have my dollars go to pay for this thing. I mean, to me, it's like a church-state type situation. Let's go to Katie in Aurora. Katie, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hi, Katie.
Jay. Hi there.
Hi.
I went through marriage counseling, and I was born and raised a Catholic, so we did go through the Catholic Archdiocese to receive our counseling. And I don't know how that was funded because it wasn't, we didn't elect to go through there because we didn't have the money for counseling. We just elected to go through there based on our faith.
Right.
And a lot of people will say, I don't want to go to counseling because I don't want to hear what's wrong with me. But the one thing that counseling can do, if your marriage is, you know, not repairable, it doesn't mean that counseling is going to force you to stay together. But what it can do is help you to at least move forward in your life once you find out that, you know, this just isn't meant to be, it's not going to be saved. And you can therefore go through your life better having been through some counseling to, you know, determine that you're two people, and it's typically both people who end up walking the path that leads to divorce.
Well, what happened? Now I'm hanging in suspense here. What happened in your case? I mean, were you guys able to work it out in counseling and reconcile it?
Well, it was very odd. My ex husband. Now that answers the question for you.
Well, okay, so that didn't work.
No, he was gung-ho for counseling, wanted to go to counseling. We also went to, you know, there's Marriage Encounter that a lot of people say, oh, it's just a wonderful thing. Well, they also have now what's called Retrovi, which is the Marriage Encounter for people who are having problems with their marriage. Since Marriage Encounter is not to repair your marriage, it's to enhance an already good marriage. Retrovi is for the marriages in trouble to try and save it. So we went to Retrovi.
What do they do at Retrovi?
Retrovi is where, you know, the people running Retrovi are people in successful marriages who did nearly divorce.
Okay.
But ended up saving it. They discuss how they helped to save it. It's been a while, so I'm not.
But it didn't work, though. In your case, it just didn't work.
No, it just didn't work. Well, my counselor, our friends, family, almost everybody was pretty sure he was having an affair, but he was absolutely adamant that he wasn't. So who knows? That's the thing that it just doesn't make any sense. He was a salesman, and he was a very good salesman, and so it's kind of like, well, was he just trying to make it so that it looked like he wanted to save the marriage, and he was, you know, willing to do whatever a quote-unquote salesman would do in order to, you know, make it look like he did his best, but knowing full well he didn't want to save it?
I would love to have one guy call me now in the next 5 minutes who has cheated on their wife and explain to me what that was about and why they did it. But, you know, it didn't work out, so you guys went your separate ways. Are you remarried now, or are you single?
Oh, I'm remarried now, and I'm so exceptionally happy. I have the best husband anybody could ever ask for. But what the marriage counseling did for me was it helped me to understand, you know, we all have our issues, we all have our problems, we're all just trying to make it through this world, and either way, in the end, we all suffer the same fate. We're going to die. So,
all right. Well, I agree with you there. Yeah. Sometimes I die, like, you know, five mornings a week. But okay. So what about the idea of mandatory marriage counseling before you get married?
Well, of course I believe in that, because as a Catholic, you can't get married without having counseling beforehand. You go through engagement classes.
Okay, but then the other thing is, would you pay your federal tax dollars to have it done by somebody who would use the Bible as a guide?
Well, I think if your preface in life is based on a religious upbringing, you almost have to incorporate that into anything else you do in life. If you're raised Catholic, if you're raised Jewish, if you're raised agnostic, the way you should go through your counseling is based on what your life is about. My life was about being Catholic, so going through engagement classes supported by the Catholic Church, I had to pay for all of those things. But,
well, do you think it would be right for the government to pay for that, for me to use, like, my tax dollars to pay for your, you know, religious divorce counseling? I mean, wouldn't you see that as a separation of church and state?
Well, you know, your previous caller, Mark, and I, we never agree on anything, but he did kind of at the end say that counseling, if it saves a marriage, what does it save us as a society to have that marriage saved? If a marriage can be saved, or if a mistake can be altered by having counseling, if someone can't afford to have it, I think you're only going to strengthen any sort of society by aiding each other as we go along.
I would agree. I just get nervous when it's my tax dollars and religion. Listen, you know what? You've been a great caller, and I hope your marriage lasts 1,000 years. But if it doesn't, call me and I'll pay for your marriage counseling.
No, you won't have to worry about it, Jay. It will last 1,000 years. So
all right,
you very
Katie.
Much.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Let's go to Joe in Denver. Says he's cheated. Joe, you cheated?
I did, Joe. Excuse me. I did, Jay.
Why did you cheat?
I don't have a really good excuse for that.
Oh, come on, man.
Well, if I wanted to think of a reason, it was because we never saw each other after the marriage occurred, and then I found somebody else. And
but that's, you know, but when you're married to somebody, you can't go out and, like, find somebody else.
I didn't go find her. She just showed up one day.
Oh, like a lost dog? She just showed up on, like, your porch?
Almost, at my place of work. And I saw her more often than I did my wife.
But you knew when you cheated with her. You knew you were pledged to somebody else.
Yeah, and I know I did wrong, and I know I screwed up a lot of people's lives.
Did you try marriage counseling?
I don't think she wanted to have anything to do with me, so I don't think counseling would have done any good. In other words, she hated me, and she told me so, and never wanted to see my face again.
Well, do you blame her?
No, not at all.
Are you remarried now?
No.
How long have you been single?
About 10 years. And that's probably why I'm still single. Probably one of the largest reasons why I'm still single.
Well, man, listen, reason you can't find happiness again. I mean, I hate to sound like an advice program, but you know what it is. You know that old saying about it's okay to look at the menu, just don't sample the luncheon special. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I, I completely understand.
All right, Joe. Thanks for the call and thanks for your honesty.
No problem.
All right, we'll see you.
Bye.
6:44, 16 minutes in front of 7 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Coming up next, we'll talk to the Reverend Barry Lynn, and I'll ask him about using taxpayer dollars to support marriage counseling when it's based on the Bible. And then coming up at 7 o'clock, Tom Tancredo in South Carolina, the Southern Poverty Law Center, Tom's answers. And we'll go round two on that, so stick around here at AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
About the only area right now that is really difficult is southbound 25. We have the usual delays along that stretch from 104th to 84th through Thornton North Glen. So we're down to speeds in the 20s in some spots there. Really give yourself some extra time. In Aurora, we did have a wreck southbound 25 near Colfax, but crews have pulled that out of traffic lanes. Eastbound 6th Avenue is starting to slow down now out of Lakewood right at I-25. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy, and warmer. Isolated afternoon storms, a high of 87. Right now it's 58. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
KeyBank has a wide array of low fixed-rate home equity loans with no closing costs or annual fees, so you'll always have a smart way to get...
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-344-9121. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
Save 20% on a wide variety of high-quality Sherwin-Williams paints and stains. Plus, get free shipping on custom order wallpaper, too. For painting and decorating,
ask Sherwin-Williams.
For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com.
When the morning rolls around, you've got places to be and things to do. There's no time for twiddling your thumbs, but that's no reason to skip breakfast. Not when you can pop a Jimmy Dean sausage, egg, and cheese croissant in the microwave and be on your way in less than a minute. Bite into breakfast on your way out the door, and the rest of the morning will thank you for it. So do yourself a favor and look for Jimmy Dean croissants inside your grocer's freezer, because the day begins with a happy breakfast.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Lying, cheating, hurting. That's all you seem to do.
Good morning, 6:48. 12 minutes before 7 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. High today, 83. Partly sunny, and we've been talking about the institution of marriage. And about marriage counseling and about making marriage counseling mandatory, at least here in the state of Colorado, before you get married. But then you get into this whole question about paying for it. And a group called Americans United for Separation of Church and State filed a suit yesterday to block federal financing For an organization that provides marriage counseling based on the Bible, this group is called the Northwest Marriage Institute. And on the line with me is the Reverend Barry Lynn, Executive Director of Americans United for Separation in Church and State, that filed the suit on Tuesday, and an organization which, for full disclosure, I'm a member of. And, Reverend, it's good to have you on this morning. Thank you for joining us again.
Certainly. It's nice to be back.
You know, marriage, they make this big thing about the institution of marriage is under attack, and I mean, they go on and on about this, but it seems to me the biggest threat to marriage is divorce. So, you know, the way to counter that would be to have counseling, but then if you get into this whole thing about making it mandatory, then you got to decide on who's going to pay for it, and there is a strict wall of separation of church and state. So what would federal money be doing going to, say, for instance, this company or this group in Tacoma, Washington, which they're giving counseling based on the Bible?
No, absolutely. And in fact, it's a Bible-based curriculum. It's one of those things that if you look at their website, you find that this is a group that believes that there are a couple of ways to maintain a marriage because they don't want you to divorce. First of all, women should be quiet. If they didn't argue with their husbands as much, and then they cite a Bible text to allegedly prove that, this would be better, and we wouldn't have as many divorces. Also, if you allow the husband to always be the head of the family, you don't dispute his position, then, of course, that's going to make the marriage work, too. This is very Bible-centered, with a very narrow, by the way, interpretation of what the Bible says about marriage. This is a trickle. This group got under $100,000, but there are $500 million of American tax dollars about to go to these programs over the next 5 years. We thought it's very important to stop it now before American taxpayers end up supporting one particular biblical view on marriage to the tune of $500 million.
That's amazing. You know what? That figure's scary. It's amazing.
Yes, it is, because, of course, we can't clean up a full quarter of the garbage left by Katrina, but we can spend $500 million on marriage counseling with a Bible base. And I think most of it, from the basis of the experience we've had in the past, most of this money that comes from, part of this comes from a kind of executive slush fund called the Compassion Capital Fund. It goes to religious providers, whether they're providing so-called drug rehabilitation, you know, one where they pray your addiction away because they don't believe in medical intervention. And I'll tell you, Jay, this thing has become a much bigger scandal than I thought it would be when I started to criticize it back 2 weeks after George Bush became president and announced the program. A lot of this money goes, in fact, virtually all of it goes to Christian groups. With no oversight, the General Accounting Office looked at these programs and said, well, you know, nobody even comes to visit. Nobody knows what's going on in these programs. So we thought the marriage counseling end of this was the next one we needed to go after. As you know, as a member and a reader of Church and State magazine, I mean, we've successfully sued in an Iowa prison to get this funding of a program, rehabilitation program for inmates stopped, not because we're against rehabilitation of inmates, but because we don't think that inmates should be forced to convert to Christianity in order to get services.
So this wouldn't bother you at all, because it certainly wouldn't bother me if the state required, and you'd have to do it state by state, because that's how the divorce in laws
sure.
work. If the state, say, if the state of Colorado said, okay, you know what, you can get a divorce, but you got to prove to us that you've been to marriage counseling and come back in, I don't know, 90 days or something with a certificate, and then if you still can't work it out, we'll give you the divorce, but at least you got to make a try. But it has to be, if it's going to be state funded, or if it's going to be federally funded, it has to be non-biblical. In other words, it has to be secular, correct?
Well, I mean, yeah, if it's going to be funded by the state or the federal government or some combination, it needs to be. I mean, there are some arguments against these mandatory programs because they sometimes end up forcing women into staying in abusive relationships for a couple of extra months. So I'm not 100% convinced that that's the best way to go, but I am 100% convinced that if you go that route, you can't subsidize these religiously based programs. If the Internet website was set up with these government funds, you go onto the website, There's a picture of an ambulance with a red cross, not as in the American Red Cross, but as a cross on which Jesus was crucified, cross saying, every marriage must be saved. I mean, everything about this program is Bible-based. It's religious. If people want that voluntarily, fine. If you and I have to pay for it, it's grossly inappropriate.
Boy, what do you say to those people, and I get this all the time, about there is no separation of church and state. And there's only, you know, callers who will call me occasionally and run this by me. But you also hear people who are in the public limelight making these statements. The
sure.
last one I remember making it was Catherine Harris in Florida. I mean, what do you say to those people?
Well, in Catherine Harris's case, I would, if she had been around, just patted her on the head and said, please sit down and let me give you a brief history lesson. No, there is a confusion about it because those words don't appear in the Constitution in the same way that the words fair trial don't appear in the Constitution, but it's a central and core principle of our country. It means that there needs to be a decent distance between the institutions of government and those of religion, and this has been the way the framers set up our country, which is one of the things I talk about in a book that's coming out in about 3 weeks called Piety and Politics that people can actually pre-order at their favorite bookstore or internet site now. But I try to explain the importance of this principle for religious people as well as for non-religious people because it's a cornerstone of the idea that Americans have conscience. Individual conscience can be expressed by going to church, temple, synagogue, mosque, or by spending a Sunday morning going fishing with your kids. Whatever you choose to do, you should be allowed to do. Government has no business promoting religion over non-religion. Government does religion its biggest favor when it just lets it alone.
All right, finally, if you're not convinced of these, that these counseling sessions would work, is there any way to save the institution of marriage, or is the institution of marriage not really under threat and that this is just overblown hyperbole?
No, I mean, I think it is under threat when you have a divorce rate that reaches 50%. I mean, frankly, I've been married since 1970 to the same woman. We have very few people that we encounter who have been lucky enough, fortunate enough, or maybe hard-working enough on occasion to keep those marriages together. So marriage counseling, if it's undertaken in the right spirit and without and religiously based only if you choose to do it that way, can be extraordinarily helpful. But the institution of marriage is not going to crumble because of desperate housewives on television. It's not going to crash if the gay couple down the street is allowed finally to marry. That's not going to inflame lust in the heart of every heterosexual couple, and they're all going to fall apart.
Yeah.
In other words, we got to focus on what's real. And one thing that's real is that when a family has two or three kids and both parents have to work and the wages are crummy and we've got an economic system of such wild injustice in this country, you can see how tough it is to be married. And those are the core issues that we need to look at. This stuff that the religious right throws out about, you know, everything from porn to gay marriage is going to literally destroy the country. It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Reverend, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
The book is Piety and Politics, and it'll be out when? In October?
October 3rd.
And you can pre-order it on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. Thank you very much, Reverend, for being on the program. Really appreciate it.
It's always fun to be with you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
There's Reverend Barry Lynn. He's Executive Director of Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Come up next, Tom Tancredo, round two. Stick around.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you're going to internet date, I think you have to be a little careful. I learned the hard way. I had an online romance with Cityboy 284 for 7 weeks. We shared our innermost thoughts, our fantasies, you name it. We were so nervous to meet, so we just kept putting it off. 342 emails later, we decided to meet at a sushi restaurant downtown. I walked in, looked around,
And I saw him sitting alone.
The thing about a good story, especially a life story, you want it to keep going. Drive the safest car you can, Volvo, for life. Lease a new 2007 Volvo XC90 3.2 all-wheel drive for $389 a month for 24 months. $3,509 due at signing. Taxes, title, and registration fees extra. Call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Visit your Denver area Volvo retailer before this lease offer ends. Speaking of endings, hear the rest of the story at DenverVolvoDealers.com.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder, and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settentani. It could happen to you. But government safety officials say there is a way to prevent thousands of deadly skids each year. Today they're coming out with a proposal for skid control systems on all new cars, minivans, SUVs, and pickups by 2010. David Champion at Consumer Reports says it's a real lifesaver.
We think after seatbelts, it's the next best feature to save lives.
Stability control systems sense when the driver is losing control and use the car's brakes and throttle to set the vehicle straight. The Segway scooter is a nifty way to get around in the big city, but is it safe? Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
When you're trying to ride forward and the wheels want to go backwards, something's got to give. Segway personal transporters go down.
Segway found that there is a problem in the software.
Consumer Product Safety Commission spokesperson Julie Valise says the company will fix the glitch for free. All 23,500 of these self-stabilizing scooters are being recalled. Six injuries have been reported. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
A blunt warning from a top climate scientist.
I'm not saying that life will be extinguished on the planet, but
NASA's James Hansen does say we could see catastrophic storms, floods, and droughts unless action is taken to cut air pollution from carbon dioxide within 10 years. President Bush is off to Capitol Hill shortly, live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House. Peter, what's on the president's agenda?
High-stakes lobbying, Frank, on the table. His call for sharper tools to fight the war on terrorism. He wants revised rules for questioning and trying terror suspects. But the president faces some Republican roadblocks. Some members of his own party question the rules of evidence in other parts of the plan. Senator John McCain warns that changing Geneva Convention standards could pose a risk to Americans taken prisoner, Frank.
The Bionic Woman television show is science fiction, or science fact, a few decades ahead of its time. Live to CBS's Peter King.
Frank, that show was 30 years ago, but today scientists will introduce a man and a woman they say are the first amputees to receive bionic arms. And they say the arm converts the brain's thoughts to actions. For example, when the brain says, close my hand, it happens. It's a joint project from the National Institute of Health and the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. They say that it could help some 450 American soldiers who've lost limbs in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Homicide investigators in Montreal are learning more about the trench coat gunman who shot 20 people at Dawson College, killing one before police shot him to death. CBS's Randall Pinkston.
Local press reports identify the shooter as 25-year-old Kemvir Gill. He lived in the suburban community right outside Montreal. He had a website, posted a lot of pictures, dressed in black, showing guns, and he seemed to be fascinated with death and destruction.
On one blog, Gill allegedly wrote, "Life's like a video game. Everybody has to die." S&P futures are down 2 points. This is CBS News.
Being a realtor is the all-American job.
I'm an entrepreneur at heart.
I'm a small business, just like the coffee shop on the corner.
Very involved in my community.
We do more than just help people buy and sell homes. It has to do with making a difference in people's lives.
Helping people find a piece of the American dream is the best job in the whole world.
Realtors don't just help you buy and sell homes. They're small business owners who help build communities. Ask if your agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
I help people live the American dream every day.
The world changes. The economy changes. Your life changes. And as they do, there's something that doesn't change. The commitment we at UBS feel toward each client. A commitment to offer reviews of your portfolio, to assess your financial goals, and to provide solutions that help you manage all the changes. Wealth management from UBS. In a changing world, an unchanging promise we call you and us. Member SIPC.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Raul Gomez Garcia, the Mexican national, took the stand in his own defense yesterday. The defense admitting that Gomez Garcia shot Detective Donnie Young and his partner Jack Bishop while they were working an off-duty party last year. Gomez Garcia on the stand speaking through a female interpreter.
I never said kill. I just said shoot. I never said kill anyone.
He said he told a friend that he thought the officers would be wearing bulletproof vests. Donnie Young was not. A lawsuit by supporters of an initiative that would legalize possession of small amounts of marijuana has been rejected. We get more from Joe Chiaro.
Backers of Amendment 44 had hoped to block the distribution of the Colorado Voters Guide. They claim the guide has wrong information that's meant to frighten voters into opposing the measure. But a district court judge said he didn't have the authority to interfere in the legislative process.
The guide says the amendment would allow people to gift up to an ounce of marijuana to kids 15 and older. Amendment backers say that's wrong. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, metro area is just seeing the normal rush delays now. Difficult drive on southbound 25, Thornton North Glen from 104th to 84th. Eastbound 6th Avenue starting to slow down at I-25, as is the Boulder Turnpike eastbound at Federal. Flight to Life responded to a bad crash on Highway 85 at Weld County Road. So watch out for that. They still have northbound shut down, traffic being diverted. Southbound is open, but you'll run into delays both directions. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook, partly cloudy, breezy and warm. Isolated afternoon storms, a high of 87. Currently, it's 53. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now, you can get one-hour digital prints from King Supers for just 15 cents each with the coupon in this week's ad. Log on to kingsupers.com or bring your digital media card into any participating store. Right store, right price.
Imagine your dog is at work and you're the one locked inside at home.
Master gone. Have to go. Door shut. Have to go. No car coming home. Have to go back.
What your best friend needs is a dog door from Hale Security Pet Door. Choose from all sizes, all energy efficient with a 5-year warranty and able to fit into glass, sliding doors, walls, even brick. Come home to a happy pet and clean floors. Call Hale Security Pet Doors at 303-649-1819 or go to halepetdoor.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong.
Morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. High today, 83. Partly sunny sky. It's going to be really nice outside. And we thank the Reverend Barry Lynn, Executive Director of Americans for United for Separation of Church and State. We were talking about a divorce last hour, and we were talking about the idea that marriage counseling based on the Bible receiving federal funds. If you missed that, go to am760.net, and you can hear it on the podcast. And if you miss any of this program, and you miss, like, the first hour, or you miss, like, the last hour or whatever, you can always go to am760.net and download it. All right, this is Tom Tancredo, Part 2. A leader of a controversial Southern nationalist group yesterday said the group had nothing to do with organizing the event for Tom Tancredo last weekend in South Carolina. This is according to the Rocky Mountain News this morning. Lori Salley, a board member of the South Carolina League of the South, lashed out at the Southern Poverty Law Center, which described the gathering where Tancredo spoke as a hate group event. Salley defended Tancredo after the Law Center claimed a barbecue held at the South Carolina State Museum on Saturday was hosted by the South Carolina League of the South. Salley described the league as a Southern nationalist organization and said that she and more than a dozen members did attend the Tancredo event, but the group's only involvement was to encourage members to turn out for it. The room in the museum was booked by the nonprofit group Americans Have Had Enough, which backs Tancredo's anti-illegal immigration stand, and said it stands up for conservative principles, and Tancredo is the honorary chairman. On the line with me is Mark Potok. We had him on yesterday. He's head of the intelligence. I'll let him describe what you do. You specialize in following these groups, correct, Mark?
I'm sorry, you'll have me describe what? I just didn't hear you there.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm trying to... I was going to describe your title, but a better way, a better thing I think to do is ask you. I mean, you specialize in tracking and following these hate groups.
Yeah, I direct the department at the Southern Poverty Law Center that has tracked hate groups for about the last 25 years.
All right, so this is not something you just started, like, last week.
No, no, not at all. And let me say, you know, I read that Rocky Mountain News story this morning, and, you know, it omits, you know, I certainly don't object to them, obviously, reporting what the League of the South is now claiming. You know, the thing that is missing in that story, incredibly to me, is what was actually on the South Carolina League of the South webpage and is still there this morning. I'm looking right at it. And let me just say very briefly, I mean, it says, Congressman Tom Tancredo, R. Colorado, will be our guest at the Visa Room of the South Carolina State Museum. It goes on from there. As you're aware, Tancredo's led the fight against illegal immigration. You know, join us for 2 hours of vital information, fellowship, and good food. Questions should be directed to Lurie Sally and gives his number, the very man who is now being quoted in the Rocky saying, you know, it had nothing to do with us. We were just kind of coming along. So, you know, that's one of the things. Also, by the way, the room was not booked by the group itself. It was booked by an individual named Richard Hines, who I cannot say because I don't know, is a member of the League of the South, but who is a guy who we have watched for many years as a prominent member of the neo-Confederate movement. He, in fact, was a member of a hate group back in 97. Called the Council of Conservative Citizens. Anyway, it goes on and on and on. But the point is, you know, I'm not quite sure anymore, you know, precisely what's going on. What it looks like, though, is that the congressman, certainly, I mean, there's a story, you know, maybe it's a true story, but there is a story being put out very hard by the congressman and his allies that this event had nothing to do with the League of the South. You know, they just happened by, in effect, to hear the congressman say his piece about illegal immigration. But that is certainly not the way it was portrayed specifically by Lurie Sally.
All right. And Lurie Sally is a he, not a she. I'm sorry about that. That's my mistake. All right. Let's listen. This comes from Tom Tancredo would not come on with us, even though we asked him. So he decided to seek what I would consider to be safer harbor, which is at our sister station, 850 KOA, where he would get a warmer reception. But let me play you some audio cuts from his interview and get your reaction to them. And here's the first one. Well, we thought we had the first one. I guess we don't have it. Okay, let's try it again.
This other organization that the Southern Poverty Law Center finds objectionable may have been there at this event. I certainly don't know. But they did not sponsor it.
Your answer to that is?
Well, my answer is essentially what I've said already. They certainly claim to have sponsored it. And the other thing I can add to that is the fact that the South Carolina League of the South call themselves red shirts. And, in fact, the announcement about Tancredo's appearance is headlined, Calling All Red Shirts. There were about 15 to 20 men in this crowd, in addition to a bunch of people wearing Confederate outfits. There were about 15, 20 people dressed in these red shirts. One of them, in fact, was the pastor who spoke before the congressman. So we had a League of the South member speaking from the podium, is the point I'm making. So, you know, whoever officially hosted this event, there's no question that League people were not only there, but were invited to speak from the podium. You know, I make one other point as this whole sort of semi-mysterious thing unfolds, which is that the Denver Post reported yesterday that there was no connection, zero connection, between the group that allegedly hosted it and the congressman. And that's simply false. And, I mean, it really is entirely false. The fact is, if you go to the webpage of this group, which is called Americans Have Had Enough, Tom Tancredo is identified on the front page as being the honorary chairman of the group. In fact, he's talked on radio stations in the past about being honorary chairman of this group. And in addition, you know, one of his close aides, a woman named Jackie Ponder, is on the board of the group. So, you know, I don't know quite what's going on there, but there seems to be a disingenuous attempt to put this distance between Tancredo and the group, Americans Have Had Enough, as well as League of the South. You know, what I can't prove and say is, you know, Tom Tancredo knew that the League of the South was essentially a white supremacist group, and that he was coming to speak before those kinds of people. That I don't know.
Well, I mean, all you'd have to do is go look at their website.
That's right. And, you know, I think also that, you know, when a politician walks into a room that is filled not only with Confederate reenactors, but, you know, is asked to walk to a podium and speak before a Confederate battle flag, you know, I think that it's obvious that in most places in America that's going to be offensive to quite a few people. You know, I assume the congressman has, you know, a black person or two in his district. And it's difficult for me to believe that, you know, most people, most, you know, African-Americans, you know, would find this even remotely acceptable. But, you know, I suppose that's not important to the congressman.
Well, his answer would be, and I think he gives us his answer later on in one of these audio cuts. His answer would be that, what do you expect? I was talking at a Southern, you know, South Carolina, you know, Confederate South Carolina State Museum. But as a matter of fact, let's listen. This is Tancredo's response to what you're raising. Let's listen to it.
Sure. It is the Museum of South Carolina in which we were speaking. Surprised that there would be Confederate flags?
Okay, you know, my answer to that would be, to me, that's the same symbolism as Ronald Reagan going to Philadelphia, Mississippi.
Yeah, there's something to that, and anyway, it's ridiculous. The flag was put up behind the podium. I mean, it's not like the podium just happened to land in front of the Confederate battle flag. You know, this is very typical of these neo-Confederate events. I mean, we attend them and have pictures of them and, you know, see them on the web and so on all the time in our work. And, you know, it's a classic, right? They tack up a Confederate battle flag behind the podium so that when they take pictures of the speakers, you know, kind of reinforces the message. We love the Old South and that sort of thing. And let me say, by the way, you know, because, of course, one of the other things that was said in something in the papers yesterday about this was the League of the South saying, you know, we're no hate group. That it's just the vile Southern Poverty Law Center that calls us these things. I mean, you know, this is a group that, among other things, is completely opposed to interracial marriage or relationships of any kind. You know, this is a group that defends slavery as God ordained. It couldn't have been bad because God ordained it. You know, it has written and published essays saying things like segregation in the South was a good thing. It was a policy that was designed to ensure the integrity of both races. So, you know, in the words of the Klan, I mean, they're opposed to quote-unquote race mixing. You know, and it goes on from there. They are an explicitly secessionist organization, and what they seek is to create a society, as their leader, Michael Hill, said, which would be ordered in a hierarchical manner in which you have different classes of people with different sets of rights. In other words, we're talking about a medieval society, you know, sort of lords and serfs. So it's not a pleasant group.
17 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And we're talking to Mark Potok, director of the Intelligence Project at the Southern Poverty Law Center. He spent 25 years following these groups. You can check out all of the Southern Poverty Law Center's work at splcenter.org. Here's Congressman Tancredo, Mark, talking about you guys at the Southern Poverty Law Center.
They have, of course, attacked me in the past more than once, and they will do so based upon who they say will be in my audience. If somebody is in the audience, I'm speaking to a group of 500 people, somebody's in the audience that they say is a representative of one of the groups that they've identified as a hate group, then they will attack me because that person is in the audience.
I mean, what I would say is that is a false characterization. I mean, we have been critical of Tancredo. And, you know, one of the things that will stick in my mind, I think I mentioned on the air yesterday, was, you know, Tancredo making statements like, the illegal aliens are coming here to kill me and kill you and kill our families. You know, I think that is more important than, by far, than, you know, he may address an audience that happens to have a white supremacist or two in it.
Right.
You know, I mean, I think the man is obviously, I mean, let me tell you this, and, you know, this is not to saddle Tancredo with being, you know, a neo-Nazi or anything like that, but, you know, the groups I cover, by and large, think Tom Tancredo is a hero, and I think the reason is obvious. I mean, he makes a very extremist argument against immigrants, and, you know, it's not in any sense, at least in my view, any kind of democratic discussion of immigration levels. It's about how they are coming here to kill us. They are coming here to rape our daughters, to destroy our cultures, our culture, and so on. And, you know, I have to say that that is not a dissimilar kind of ideology than the Klan vis-a-vis Mexican immigrants. So, again, you know, I want to be clear. I'm not accusing Tom Tancredo of being a Klansman, but I'm pointing out that, you know, his ideology is really, you know, what's sort of loathsome in all of this. I mean, I just, you know, I find those kinds of statements to be nothing better than, you know, group defamation on the order of what the Germans said about the Jews, for instance.
So you don't buy any of his explanations. And, we, you know, he also makes the explanation about singing Dixie, about, well, they were singing Dixie, and, you know, what was I supposed to do? I'm paraphrasing him. And, you know, God forbid what, I don't sing Dixie because I don't know the words. And I ran that by my wife, who was from New Albany, Mississippi, and she rolled her eyes. It's like,
yeah,
that's not something that you do. You know, that's not widely and commonly accepted among diverse groups in the South, and you're in the South, you're in Alabama. I mean,
that's right. We're in the heart of the Deep South. And, you know, if a politician does that, even down here, you know, you're making a statement. And the statement, well, you know, much as you referred to, it was like Reagan going to Philadelphia, Mississippi. I mean, it's a statement that, in effect, well, it's in code, I suppose, although it's not very deeply coded. You know, it says, I stand with the white South. And,
yeah,
and that's really what it's about, and that's what the Confederate battle flag says, too, really. In effect, it's saying, you know, this was a noble society that was, you know, it's been given a bad rap by evil Northerners and historians and so on.
All right, Mark, thank you so much for your time this morning. We'll keep an eye on this story, and if there's any more developments, we'll certainly get in touch with you. And we urge everybody to go to the SouthernPovertyLawCenter.org, SPLCenter.org, and check out all of this stuff.
And thank you so much for having me. I should mention on the way out, I haven't been here for 25 years myself. I've been here for about 9 years.
Okay,
but
in
any case, thanks.
But you guys have been at it for 25 years, right?
That is a true statement.
All right, Mark, thank you so much. Appreciate it. There's Mark Potok, Director of Intelligence Project at the Southern Poverty Law Center. And if you want to hear that again or play it for any of your friends, or you came in the middle of it and you missed it, go to am760.net and you can download it on podcast. 7:21, 21 minutes after 7. Hi today, 83. Coming up next, the man who would like to take Tom Tancredo's job.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Remain collision-free in the metro area, but rush hour definitely kicked in. C-470 eastbound side is crammed now out of Littleton from Kipling to Wadsworth, and you'll run into other eastbound backups, 6th Avenue out of Lakewood, eastbound Boulder Turnpike dragging Federal to Pecos. Nice drive, though, on I-25 in the south, no problems through the tech center, and we're up to speed through the bridges. Northbound Highway 85 at Weld County Road remains closed, however, due to a serious crash. Southbound lanes are open for you. Traffic is being diverted, though, off the northbound side. Weather outlook, partly cloudy, breezy, and warm. Isolated afternoon storms and a high of 87. Currently, it's 53 degrees. I'm Tina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:21, 21 minutes after 7 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Well, school is officially in session for some of you, and it has been for quite a while for others of you. And have you fully adjusted to your new sleep schedule? Well, maybe the change has got you a little bit restless and a little bit rocked, and I find it a little bit hard sometimes to function this time of the year when it goes from summer into fall. If you're having trouble sleeping and you've thought to yourself, now is the time that I got to get out and I got to get a new mattress, but you dread doing the mattress shopping because, you know, you go to the stores, there's rows and rows of beds, and who knows what's right. You know what? Do it a unique way. Go to a Select Comfort store. You can start your mattress shopping with a completely different shopping experience. No overwhelming and confusing mattress stores with rows and rows and rows of beds. You'll find the Sleep Number bed, and you can learn all about better sleep and personalized comfort of the Sleep Number bed. You can also see how the Sleep Number bed's dual air chamber design creates a more personalized sleep experience. Set your Sleep Number to as soft or as firm as you like, creating a customized mattress just for you. My Sleep Number's between 75 and 80, and Mary has hers at about 70, and we sleep like babies. And this customized comfort means you can get more sleep, restorative sleep, and you wake up feeling just refreshed. I mean, I even feel great at 3 o'clock in the morning, I got to tell you. Plus, at Select Comfort, you experience Select Comfort's pressure map system. Simply lay down on the bed, and the pressure map system will show how pressure impacts your body and how that can be reduced on the Sleep Number bed. Also remember, too, the Sleep Number bed comes with a 20-year limited warranty and a 30-night in-home trial. So visit the Select Comfort store nearest you. Select Comfort stores are located in 9 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Foothills Mall, and Colorado Mills and Belmar Mall.
at Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss? Exactly. Like the sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new. Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm-hmm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well, you're old enough.
From pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
Decker Auto Parts!
What your car is really saying, number six, the minivan.
After 8 years of ferrying this family around to baseball, ballet, and band practice, my parts are pooping out, don't you know? Put a sock in it, boy! Anyway, just the other day, I dripped an embarrassing stain on my parking spot at the mall, and my steering... Sorry about that. What would be hunky-dories if my driver Madge and that gearhead husband of hers hustled me over to that auto parts store where they say, we got it!
Checker Auto Parts has great new products for you, like our Pro X1 three-piece emergency jumpstart kit, all new Pro X1 cordless rechargeable spotlights, new Powerbuilt 3-ton capacity spider jack, and our brand new 7,500-watt peak power generator with electric starting by Champion. And now you can save every day with our special clip-and-save coupons available right in the store.
So now, hon, when you need a plan for your van, you know where to go.
Checker Auto Parts.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk September 28th through September 30th for the 25th annual Great American Beer Festival held at the Colorado Convention Center. This three-day event is host to one of the nation's most prestigious beer judging competitions.
Be sure to come thirsty.
There will be over 1,600 samples from the 380 U.S. brewers participating. For all the details and for the chance to win your free tickets, log on to am760.net.
You can try this assassination by... or guilt by association and assassinating my character because somebody comes to an event that I'm speaking at. It's a public event. But, you know, I will only be held accountable for what I say and what I do. What I cannot be held accountable for what goes through the minds of and what motivates anybody who comes to hear me, including, by the way, people from your organization who come in to see what's going on, to see what I say. I mean, you know, I'm not responsible for the fact that you're here either.
Tom Tancredo, congressman from the 6th District, defending his appearance before a neo-Confederate hate group, the League of the South. And here's a gentleman who would like to take his job, Bill Winter, who is running against Tom Tancredo. And, Bill, good morning and welcome to AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. It's great to be here. Actually, it's not just a matter of taking his job. I'd like to do exactly what he just said and hold him accountable.
All right, what is your take on this? First of all, do you buy his explanations about how he can't control the people that are in the room and that this is guilt by association and that they're trying to ruin his reputation? I mean, what's your take on this?
I think it's just the latest in a long string of incidents where Tom Tancredo refuses to accept responsibility for his actions, for the things that he says and the things that he does. He knew very well what group he was going to talk to. I mean, he was standing behind a podium that had the Confederate flag draped over it. There were quite a few people in the room dressed in Confederate uniforms. He knew very well what this group was about. And for him to stand up and say, well, I can't control who shows up at these things. Well, if you show up at an event that's being held by an organization whose stated goal on its website is the overthrow of the United States, well, then you ought to expect these kinds of people to show up, don't you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, if I walked in and saw that, which was the point I was trying to make to a caller yesterday, I mean, if I walked in and saw that, I mean, I would certainly just turn around and walk out. I mean, I wouldn't,
right.
wouldn't have anything to do with it. And this idea that, well, it was a South Carolina museum, to me, is also a dodge because, you know, you could have had that meeting any place, you could have had it any place. Why did you have it at that museum? Why did you have it with that kind of a backdrop? And why was somebody from the League of the South on the program speaking before him?
Well, and he was standing in front of a photograph of Robert E. Lee. He's standing behind the Confederate flag, and the event, as far as even as far as he says, was hosted by a guy who's had a long time desire to display the Confederate flag and all these other kinds of things. And if you look at what this group says about itself on its own website, it says that their goal is a free and independent Southern Republic, and they say they're going to do that by, and I'm just reading from their thing, delegitimating the American empire at every opportunity. Now, you know what? My staff makes sure that I don't show up at things like that. You know, we know when we're walking into a room who's going to be there. And in fact, I've given my staff a hard time sometimes when I say, look, I want to know before I go in that room who I'm talking to. So to say that a United States congressman doesn't know who he's going to be talking to, it says either he's not telling us the truth or else he's horribly incompetent. And, you know, this is not the first time. You look at this is his standard response to everything, like when he had a contractor who refinished his basement using illegal alien labor, and he said, I didn't know. What do you mean you didn't know? It's your house. You hired him. And so this guy's response to just about everything is to say, I didn't know. You know, when he said he wanted to bomb Muslim holy places, he said, well, I was under pressure at the time. I mean, the guy never takes responsibility for his actions. And I guess a better question for me is, what was he doing in South Carolina in the first place? You know, right now, Jay, I'm up at the meeting at the Colorado Professional Firefighters Convention up in Beaver Creek. So here I am with firefighters in Colorado, real heroes, you know, men and women that risk their lives every day for us. And he's down with hate groups in South Carolina. Back in January, I was out meeting with the veterans running for Congress as Democrats. There were 40 of us, and there were people up on stage with me who've won medals for defending America, people who've been wounded in defense of America, you know, folks that have lost arms and legs and things like that. And coincidentally, at the same time, he was on the other side of the Capitol at a rally with the Minutemen and the Nazis. Now, I think you can at some point say a lot about a person's character by the company they keep.
7:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're on the line with Bill Winter, who is running for Congress in Colorado District 6, which is Tom Tancredo's district. Do you think Tom Tancredo's a racist, Bill?
You know what? I don't know the man personally. I don't know what his motivations are. It wouldn't be proper for me to speculate as far as that goes. I think that you look at his actions, and they certainly suggest that he is. I don't think he tries to wrap up his whole crusade in terms of national security, but he's clearly not interested in national security. If he was interested in national security, he'd be talking about the Canadian border. If he was interested in national security, he would be talking about our ports, where 95% of all containers coming into this country are still not searched. If he was interested in national security, he'd be talking about airports, where 50% of the baggage that goes on any given airplane is not searched in any way, shape, or form, and yet you and I can't take on a tube of toothpaste. You know, if he was interested in national security, he'd be talking about a military in this country that has already been stressed beyond the breaking point. I don't know if you ever saw the report recently from higher up in the Pentagon that said that three-fourths of all Army brigades, both active and reserve, are not combat ready. Now, if he really cared about national security, these are the kinds of things he'd be talking about. So I have to question in my mind what his real motives are.
You know, here's one more thing about him. When he was asked the questioning about the Confederate flag, he said he didn't find it offensive. I find that to be an unbelievably insensitive statement.
Well, and he's proven over time to be an unbelievably insensitive person. But certainly, you know, at the very least, the Confederate flag stands for a movement to overthrow the United States. And here's an interesting comparison. He's always talking about the Balkanization of America. In other words, that we're being broken up into, you know, according to his theory, all these enclaves of different groups of ethnicities. When the Confederate flag is the ultimate symbol of the Balkanization of America, because that flag symbolizes the movement to break us up into individual states instead of one country. So, yeah, I find it offensive in the sense that, a million plus Americans died, you know, over that flag, frankly, and that flag was a symbol of slavery and human oppression.
Yeah, I got to agree with you. I find all of that objectionable, the singing of Dixie. I find all of that stuff objectionable. And I worked in the South for 17 and a half years, and as I mentioned earlier, I mean, I'm married to a woman from the South, and, you know, she finds it offensive, too. And I guess Tom Tancredo just doesn't have or isn't forced to have those sensibilities. I don't know. I'm like you. I don't know if he is a racist or not, but I would say this about him. I think he's pretty dumb as a board not to understand that this stuff and this fire that he plays with is offensive, and it's offensive to a lot of people. Go ahead. You can have the last word. Go ahead.
That's okay. I think you touched on a larger issue, Jay. You know, you talked about, you said something in there about him doing all these things and being accountable. And the fact is, you know, with the district gerrymandered the way they are, he's one of those guys, and we have him on the Democratic side too, that feels so safe that they don't have to respond to the people of the district. And certainly when he does and says these things, for example, when he says he wants to bomb Mecca, well, you know what, that puts our whole district, makes us a target that we wouldn't have been otherwise. And he doesn't have to come back here and speak to his district. What's he doing in South Carolina? Why isn't he back here talking to people in his district? You know, in the last 6 months, he's been all over the country. He's been in Utah campaigning against a Republican congressman, doing the same thing up in Oregon, Idaho, down in Arizona, out in South Carolina. He's doing everything but come back and talk to his own constituents here.
Has he ever answered your challenge for a debate?
Nope, sure hasn't. I think that he doesn't want to appear in a debate with me. I don't think that he feels that he can hold his own in terms of all the various issues out there. And in fact, if we have a debate, I'll beat him up on immigration too.
All right, Bill Winter, who is running for Congress, he is in the Colorado District 6, which is Tom Tancredo's district. And Bill, go ahead and plug your website.
Well, we're at winterforcongress.com, and got a lot of great things going on. I really need people to jump in there. You know, I don't know what anybody has heard out there, but things are going great on the campaign. We just bought a whole lot of radio advertising. They'll start up Monday. We'll be doing direct mail, and we're still raising money, and things are going great. So if you can make a donation today at winterforcongress.com, that'll really help.
All right, Bill. Good to talk to you.
And sign up to volunteer, because we'll put you to work.
You got it. Good to talk to you. Thank you for being on the program.
Thanks, Jay.
All right. There's Bill Winter, who is running in Colorado Congressional District 6. If you missed any or part of that interview, or you missed any or part of the interview with Mark Potak, check it out at am760.net. You can download it on podcast. All right, we'll take your calls, 303-713-7600, and let you weigh in here on round two of Tom Tancredo. You've heard Tancredo's answers, and we've got more. We'll play more of them. You've heard Tancredo's answers. You've heard what Mark Potok had to say. You've heard what Bill Winter had to say. And Tom Tancredo's saying that he doesn't find the Confederate flag offensive. And, boy, you know, I'd like to take him someplace like downtown Memphis, for instance, and let him mouth that off there and see what they think. Or take him to, you know, the main street in New Albany, Mississippi, or take him to Charlotte, North Carolina, let him run around and make those statements. And let's see what the populace would think about that. 7:36, 24 minutes in front of 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And Gina Michaels, I will not drag you into this.
Thank you.
Which means I should drag you into it. Don't you find the Confederate flag offensive?
Yeah, a bit.
Yeah, no kidding.
I wouldn't fly one off my porch.
No, me neither. I wouldn't have one in my house like George Allen. All right, anyway, and maybe Tom Tancredo, who knows. What's traffic look like?
Well, Aurora's been the problem this morning. We have a new multi-car wreck on the northbound side, 225 near Mississippi. So just watch out for the slowing back to Iliff. Southbound, not bad. We have the usual snag at Yosemite through the Tech Center. Problems as well out of Lakewood. We had a crash eastbound 6th Avenue between Kipling and Wadsworth. Looks like they've moved it out of the way. No change along southbound I-25. It's jammed from 104th to downtown. Town. Whether out
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Come to Radio Free America.
Hear us all more clearly with HD. Find out how to get HD radio on AM760.net.
I've got the radio.
Taking a quick look at sports, baseball is rocked by scandal as three All-Stars have tested positive for a new designer steroid that was previously undetectable. Rather than face suspension, all three plan to announce their retirements. No names have been officially released, but sources say they are outfielder Jeff.
Please deposit 25 cents for the next 3 minutes.
Radio. You shouldn't have to pay for it. This message brought to you by America's 13,000 local radio stations who believe some things were just meant to be free.
At Romano's Macaroni Grill.
You know how I discover things you guys miss? Exactly. Like this sausage stuffed cannelloni with its layers of flavors. Never had it before, have you?
Well, it's brand new.
Italian sausage, homemade meat sauce, melted cheese.
Your pasta Milano? I discovered that.
Tender chicken, garlic cream sauce. I get it here all the time. Mm. It's a Mac Grill classic.
But I discovered it first. I'm a discoverer. Like Marco Polo.
Well,
you're old enough.
From Pasta Milano to new sausage stuffed cannelloni, discover the many flavors of Romano's Macaroni Grill.
Hey there, it's me, your house and resident siding know-it-all. Look, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm a wreck. My siding is splitting. It's faded. And see these? They're warped pieces I've had since the Carter administration. Listen, do us both a favor and visit the experts at the new James Hardy Siding Center. James Hardy Siding is superior to wood and vinyl, and it comes expertly installed by James Hardy's own installation teams. From start to finish, the James Hardy professionals handle everything, so we get complete replacement siding peace of mind. I'll bet that's why it's on over 4 million homes across America. Show me you care. Call the James Hardy Siding Center, and I won't ask for anything ever again. Except maybe that cute little addition.
Check out a James Hardy Siding Center in Lone Tree, Lakewood, or Denver. For the location nearest you, call 1-866-3-HARDIE or visit jameshardysidingcenter.com. Save 10% when you schedule your siding replacement by September 30th. Some restrictions apply.
Hardy built, Hardy installed, Hardy guaranteed. James Hardy Siding Center.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk AM 760.
Interest rates could keep climbing. Refinance now and take advantage of the new LendingTree Lock-In Safe. Hurry before rates go up any further. Call 1-800-555-TREE today. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. See website or call for licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
You're getting up on the left side of the bed with my buddy Jay Marvin. This is Ed Schultz. Today at 1, I'll be with you in the left lane on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I certainly am pushing a series of ideas that are highly controversial dealing with the issue of immigration. And when you do that, as you know, Michael, you will attract people from on both sides that are a little bit fringy. And that is true. They come to events. They write you letters. I can't stop that. I can't help that. All I can do and be held responsible for, it seems to me, are the things, again, that I say and that I promote.
A little fringy? The Confederate flag is okay, Tom? Well, here in the 6th Congressional District, that's your Congressman, Tom Tancredo. Good morning, 741, 19 before 8. High today, 83, partly sunny skies. 303-713-7600. You've heard all the comments from Mark Potok, from Bill Winter, and also audio from Tom Tancredo, who would not come on this show, but has gone to the other radio stations in which he feels that he'll get a safer shot rather than coming here and having to face the chorus. 303-713-7600. One line open. Do you believe him? Do you believe anything that he said? I mean, do you find any of this to be plausible? Let's go to a Van in Boulder. Van, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Good show this morning.
Thanks.
Yeah, you know, boy, Bill Winter is such a great candidate. I'm sitting looking at his website, and as soon as I get off with you, I'll be sending him $50.
Yeah, he's a good man.
Yep. I definitely wanted to bring up, and I wanted to take actually what Bill Winter said a little bit further. You know, the Mexican flag. You know, can't even put it in a geography class, okay, to teach about geography. Can't have world flags on the wall in a teacher's classroom. But it's okay to fly the flag and to appear at events with a flag that essentially symbolizes an attempt to break up the United States. You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point.
I mean, you know, what type of values do Tom, and you know, the thing is that Tom Tancredo talks about, you know, you attract people on the fringe. Well, what he's got to recognize is he's representing a district in Colorado, okay? And without that fringe, there's probably less than 30% of the people in his district that support what he's doing, you know? And he needs to go back to being a representative instead of, an evangelical on this issue.
Well, if I were living in 6, I would be kind of upset that he's not watching a business in Washington, and I'd like to know how many key votes he's missed.
Well, not to mention he doesn't bring home the bacon because he's alienated the Republicans in Washington, and they, you know, he has a hard time bringing home money for his district. I mean, he's a nightmare for him. Yeah, and how about this? We're going to beat Al-Qaeda eventually. Are we going to let, you know, people that support them fly the Al-Qaeda flag? Are congressmen going to go and appear at events with the Al-Qaeda banner up on the wall?
No, probably not.
I don't see any difference between the Confederate flag and the Al-Qaeda banner.
Well,
they both want to destroy America.
Pretty powerful words. Van, thank you, man.
Later.
All right. Let's go to Kurt in Thornton. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you doing?
Okay.
You know, it's interesting because I just jumped to your program after having heard Tancredo on one of the other, you know, radio stations. So, you know, I got a very quick mix and a comparison contrast. But, you know, some of the things that Winter said were, I don't know. For example, let's say that you have a contractor show up to do work at your house, and he's got minorities with him. Would you ask him and the minorities with him whether or not they were legal or illegal citizens?
Yes, I would, and I have.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
You've asked them to show you documentation.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I absolutely would. And I'll tell you what, if I were a public figure and I were somebody who ran around the country screaming about illegal immigration, oh, yeah, I'd have all those people pre-screened because you know what? It would be a huge embarrassment to get caught otherwise. And saying I don't know is not an answer. And I'll give you an example of where this happened to me. It happened to Mary and I. We were looking for we were in a rush to get out of town, and we were looking for some people to come clean our house because she didn't have time to do it. And somebody who I remain nameless recommended 3 or 4 people to do it. When we met them, I asked them point blank, "Are you here illegally? And if you are, can you prove it?" And we couldn't get just proof, so what we ended up doing is we ended up telling them no, and we found somebody else.
Okay, so then at the airports, you wouldn't have a problem with racial profiling for certain ethnic groups that wanted to get onto the airplanes and subjecting them to greater searches than Anglos, for example.
No, I don't think it has. I don't think it results in the same thing. I think that I don't think that it does, and I'll explain why I don't think it does. I think that any time you come to work, any time you go to work for anybody, whether it's me, you, Tom Tancredo, or any large corporation, you have to prove certain things by law that you're a United States citizen, that you have to prove that you, for instance, a lot of places require you to have a driver's license, that you got to show all of that stuff. When you go to board an airport plane at DIA, you have to show identification, you have to prove who you are, but there's nothing in the rules that says that if you're Arabic or if you're Hispanic or if you're dark-skinned or whatever, that you're immediately a suspect. Where does
right,
it say that?
Yeah,
where does it say that?
Okay, back to your own situation when you were looking for employees to go and do work at your house, would you have asked them for identification and proof of residency and legality in the United States if they'd been Anglo?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely, okay. Because you know what? Here's the deal. I'm not going to get caught. I'm not going to get caught and make a stupid, senseless, stupid mistake. And the fact is that Tom Tancredo not only made a senseless, stupid mistake, but he made an insensitive, stupid mistake. And he can sit there on whatever radio station he was on because he's too cowardly to come on this one, and he can talk about all that stuff. But let me tell you something. I got 17 and a half years in the South. I'm married to a woman from the South. Both of us have lived all over the South, and I'm going to tell you right now that the stars and bars are not okay, that singing Dixie is not okay, that kind of stuff is not okay, and he can claim that it's okay till the cows come home, but you know what? There are certain parts of, say, for instance, Memphis, Tennessee, where he couldn't get away with that.
And I understand it. I mean, I think slavery was a very, very bad thing in the history of the United States.
Why would you associate with people who think it was a good idea? And why would you stand behind a draped Confederate flag? And why would you hold a lecture in a place full of Confederate objects rather than holding it at a Holiday Inn banquet center?
I can't comment on the choices.
Well, the same reason that Ronald Reagan went to Philadelphia, Mississippi. Just take a little bit of time and think about it. Thank you for the call. 7:47, 13 minutes in front of 8 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760. 760. Progressive traffic.
Wreck cleanup and the resulting delays still have you caught up in Aurora. Multi-car wreck there on the northbound side of 225 near Mississippi. We had rolling backups to Iliff. Southbound side up to speed, except as you come up on Yosemite through the tech center. No worries, though, on your tech center travels along I-25. We're still loaded up on the southbound lanes out of Thornton and into downtown. The wreck we had on eastbound 6th Avenue between Kipling and Wadsworth has been pulled out of traffic. Just the normal congestion there now. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy, and warm. Isolated afternoon storms and a high of 87. Right now it's 56 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At your Jeep dealer, it's all about the best in American and German engineering and design. Now get their best offer yet. 0%
for the lowest closing costs and the best rate on a home loan. Call Advantage Funding at 303 Home Loan. We are the original mortgage company on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. Tom has confidence in us, and you will too. Advantage Funding at 303 Home Loan is a direct lender. There are no added broker fees or points. Interest rates and closing costs are posted daily at 303homeloan.com. We guarantee our fees. There is never a surprise at the closing table. Advantage Funding. You'll be amazed at the savings. Call 303 Home Loan or go to 303homeloan.com today.
Randy Rhoads. Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry.com. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-3481. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-3481. That's 1-800-700-3481.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the person we all know is the strongest candidate in this race.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you all invited me here today. The fact is, I really have nothing to say, except...
I'm handsome, I'm funny, I tell a good joke. I'll hug you, I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family is impeccable, my past went respectable. Vote for me assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voter's Guide. Paid for by AARP.
7:51, 9 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 83, under partly sunny skies. Got to talk about Rocky's Autos. They're Colorado's number one volume dealer. Why is that? Well, it's because they have a large, diverse inventory of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. And when I say diverse, I mean diverse. They got everything out there you can think of. Over 500 vehicles on the lot. And you know what? They've got Dodge, Toyota, Nissan, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Ford, Chevy. I mean, the list just goes on and on. They got various ways to pay. They have their matching down incentive up to $1,500. So you put down $15, they put down $15, and you got $3,000 towards your next car. And great people working out there, too, like Tom and Marv Alshear and Johnny Mays and Jim Monroe and Spanky Herrera and Fred Labrato and Colby, Isaac, Ziggy. Just great people working out there to take care of you. Over 100 people dedicated to make sure that your buying experience is a good one. That's why Mary and I shop at Rocky's, and we will time and time again. And we've sent our friends to shop at Rocky's, and I'm sending you to shop at Rocky's. Rocky's has been family-owned and operated since 1982. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. You can check them out on the Internet at rockysautos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan and see the inventory. Ask for Steve if you want to pre-qualify for a car loan. And don't forget, you know, what I was reading in the Wall Street Journal. It's great to buy a new car. And smell and everything, right? But when you drive it off the lot, it depreciates. Why take that financial penalty when somebody else can take it for you and you can make out like a bandit at Rocky's Autos? Rocky's Autos, corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Imagine living that life now and when you retire.
Hi, I'm Ross Jardine. I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks and not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free DVD, The 3 Secrets to Making Money in the Stock Market. And with your DVD, I'll also include a free 30-day trial to my stock investor website. Together, this is a $139 value, but for a limited time, you can get both for free. Unlike other free offers, my 64-minute DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction that's easy to follow. In it, I show you step-by-step how to make money trading stocks using my stock investor website. To get your free DVD and free 30-day trial to my stock investor website, call 1-800-366-4183. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-366-4183. That's 1-800-366-4183.
You'll never miss another minute of the J. Marvin Show. That's because every hour is now on AM760.net.
It is the Museum of South Carolina in which we were speaking. Surprised there would be Confederate flags?
Oh, gee, Tommy, you couldn't have done it at, like, a meeting room at the Holiday Inn? 53 minutes past the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Hi, today, 83, J. Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk. Tom Tancredo, 303-713-7600. You've heard all the comments, and now we want to hear your comments. Here's Jim in Aurora. Jim, hi. You're on AM760. Good morning.
Hi. Hey, how are you, Jay? How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, Jim. How about yourself?
I'm generally pretty good. While I don't agree with what the Confederate flag stands for, I'm kind of curious. Well, again, there's conflict there. Why are you getting on him when he's saying that people have a right to express themselves through that? I mean, I've been down in Mississippi, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina. There's plenty of Confederate flags down there, and I don't think that a majority of the people are as bent out of shape about it as you think. I mean, again, I don't agree with the ideals of the Confederate flag, but I think for him to say that if people want to express themselves that way, that's their deal. I think that's just the same as any other free speech issue.
Well, I don't agree with your initial, I don't disagree with your initial premise about free speech. First of all, as far as the South goes, yes, they are divided over the stars and bars. If you talk to the populace about it, particularly if you're a person of color living down there, you find it to be highly objectionable for what it stands for. Most people who have the stars and bars displayed down there are looked upon as being quote-unquote green teethers or hillbillies, and you have the right to fly the Confederate flag. You have a right to fly the Nazi flag. You have the right to fly any flag you choose to fly. But along with doing that, you're also going to suffer the consequences for your actions. And if people say to you, look, you know what? You show a great deal of insensitivity bordering on either naivete or racism because you're associating with these symbols and you're associating with people who have this belief that segregation and that slavery was a good thing, then you know something? That's the way it's going to be. If you associate with those symbols, then people are going to pass judgments on you, and that's also their free right to do it, particularly if you're an elected official.
Well, yeah, but you're trying to peg him and saying that he's associating with people. All he's doing is making a statement about the general flag. I mean, he's not saying that he goes hangs it out with hillbillies every weekend. He's just saying,
You know what? There is a big population down there that has been out of shape about it. That's number one. And number two, I'm not saying anything about what he does on the weekends. I'm saying that you can, he can, anybody can fly any flag of their choice. But if you see a guy walking down Colorado Boulevard and they're flying an Al-Qaeda flag, are you going to say something to them?
We get that all the time here, don't we?
No, that's not what I asked you. I said, are you going to say something to them?
I generally do, but I'm also a little bit more confrontational than most.
How about this? Are you going to think a negative thought about that person?
Of course.
How about somebody with a Nazi flag?
Of course.
Well, there you go. There's your answer. In other words, you have freedom of speech. You have right under the First Amendment, but you also have to suffer the blowback and the consequences. And when you hold a public office and you're in a situation where you're a federally elected officer, like Tom Tancredo is, and you're associating with known racist symbols, people are going to get upset and they're going to have questions about you, and it's the right questions to ask. What in the world are you doing? The Confederate flag is very, very, very offensive, and it's particularly very offensive to the African-American population in the South.
I do wish you would have come on and at least spoke about this so that we could get his point of view.
He wouldn't come on. I asked him on three times and he wouldn't come on.
Well, I guess I can understand that because, you know, the station, it doesn't, can't even be supported. It's a waste of time for him to even come on here.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's a convenient argument to try to make, which is basically a non-argument, because when you go on a radio station that doesn't support your viewpoint, it presents an even greater challenge to reach those who might in the end end up agreeing with you. Sorry that you really, you know, and I hate to say this, but sorry that you really had to make an idiot out of yourself. Thank you for the call. Yeah, you know about as much about the South as somebody living in the North Pole does, pal.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhoads at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, how was practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. So ask the person who does your brakes if they use ASE certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. Then ask if they offer a lifetime guarantee on pads or shoes. Midas does. Finally, ask how long they've been around. If it's less than 50 years, then compared to Midas, they're still the new kids on the block. If you don't get the answers you need, head to Midas, America's leader in brakes. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Lifetime guarantee valid for as long as you own your car. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles. Get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles. Not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhoads, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Science fiction becomes science fact. And CBS's Barry Vagnato tells us it could make a big difference in a lot of lives.
In a sleeveless blouse, wires hang out of her shoulder attached to an artificial arm. Claudia Mitchell has a broad, natural smile. She's being introduced right now as the first bionic woman, a motorcycle accident victim who can use her thoughts to control that arm. It's the brainchild of Dr. Todd Kuiken.
It becomes an intuitive way of thinking, close hand, and your hand closes.
Eventually, he says, sensation might be restored. 50,000 Americans lose limbs every year. There's great hope wounded Iraq soldiers will benefit from this. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
President Bush is on Capitol Hill for a little old-fashioned political jawboning.
It is part lobbying session and part rally as the president looks for support for legislation to question and try captured terror suspects. He's urging House Republicans to approve interrogation rules and special military commission trials. But some members of his own party oppose key provisions on the use of evidence. Senator John McCain warns that changing Geneva Convention rules on prisoner treatment could jeopardize Americans. Peter Mayer, CBS News, The White House.
Federal safety officials are calling for mandatory stability control systems on all passenger vehicles by 2010. They say the technology could prevent skids that claim 10,000 lives a year. Drivers who already have a car with electronic stability control systems say they work.
You could feel it grab. It was so quick, you don't even know it's happened until you're through the whole incident.
It's something you see here in New York and other crowded big cities, people zipping through foot traffic on those computer-controlled, self-balancing Segway scooters. Well, now Segway is recalling all 23,000 scooters sold to date. Judy Valise with the Consumer Product Safety Commission says a software glitch can jerk the wheels into reverse without warning.
Segway and the CPSC are aware of 6 reports of the personal transporter not operating properly. And in all 6 of those reports, there were injuries to the head and wrist of the users.
In what amounts to a rebirth of Jewish life in Germany, 3 men have become the first rabbis ordained there since World War II. CBS's Vicky Barker has the story from the foreign desk.
Hitler couldn't kill all of Germany's Jews, but he did succeed in destroying Jewish culture and religion in Germany.
Many people thought that there would never be Jewish life in Germany ever again.
Rabbi and Baroness Julian Neuberger. Malcolm Matitiani is one of the new rabbis.
The Nazis attempted to rid Europe of Jewish life, and here we are reintroducing it, reviving it.
He called today's ceremony a healing moment, a time not to forget, but to move on. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Poor George.
Former Texas Governor Ann Richards has lost her struggle with cancer.
He was born with a silver foot in his mouth.
Richards died last night. She was 73. In early trading, the Dow is down 37 points. This is CBS News.
I hear you got a new car.
Yeah, I got it for a good price.
What kind is it?
Don't know.
What color?
No idea.
Four-door or two-door?
Haven't a clue. But hey, I got it for a good price.
Buying a car on price alone doesn't make much sense, so why buy car insurance that way? At Progressive Direct, we provide rates of other top companies plus 20 facts and figures, so you can compare on more than just price. Visit Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
Where do you want to be?
I'll bet you a dollar if we look on Remax.com, we'll just find Remax listings.
I bet you're wrong.
Okay, let's see. Remax, Remax, somebody else, somebody else.
Looks like all the listings to me.
Why would Remax do that?
To give us consumers what we want.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, way cool.
Just like you.
Yeah, thanks, but you still owe me a dollar.
Find your perfect place. It's easier than ever at Remax.com. Nobody sells more real estate than Remax. Each office independently owned and operated.
This hour brought to you by McStain Homes.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Breaking news this morning, an individual with a gun was apparently arrested near Horace Mann Middle School this past hour. School administrators are telling us that they are under a precautionary lockdown this morning as police continue their investigation. Now, they're allowing students into the school and directing them to the auditorium. Administrators do not believe that any students are involved in the situation. They're also saying the lockdown right now is just a safety measure. But again, the individual with a gun near Horace Mann Middle School and apparently has been arrested. We'll keep you updated. UNC coach Scott Downing says competing for a position on the football team isn't unusual, but when a player assaults another, that certainly is.
At this level of football, we have competition at every position, so it's nothing new to have competition. I can't make any conjecture as to what he was thinking.
Mitch Kozad is out of jail on bond. Police say he stabbed the starting punter in his kicking leg Monday night. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, traffic's a bit messy. Be prepared for I-70 problems. We've had two separate wrecks. Eastbound, I-70 at Pecos. We have a right lane blocked by a two-car. Westbound, a three-car wreck is holding you up near Vasquez. In Aurora, clearing multi-cars northbound 225 near Mississippi. We had one off the highway, DTC Boulevard at 225. And your tech center drive looks good, except for a new mishap. It's in the northbound lanes, I-25 right after Arapahoe. Thankfully, it's off on the right-hand shoulder. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook, partly cloudy, breezy and warm with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 87. Currently, it's 58 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Save now, save later with Orbitz. Go to Orbitz.com, and when you save now on select trips in 2000...
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at WindRiverSpas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
Over $640 billion in buying power. Call 303-442-2440. That's 303-442-2440.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white.
Good morning, 7, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. High today, 83, under partly sunny skies. Miss any or all of this program, check it out. You can get it on podcast, am760.net. We're going to talk to Mozam Beg. Mozam was an enemy combatant. And the name of the book is Enemy Combatant, My Imprisonment at Guantanamo, Bagram, and Kandahar. And Mozam, good morning and welcome to the program. Nice to have you on.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's talk about how this whole thing started. You and your wife moved to Afghanistan, is that correct?
Yeah, my wife, my children, and I had gone to Afghanistan in 2001 in the summer to work on a project we'd begun here from Britain to build schools for girls and wells in the drought-stricken regions of the Northwest.
Okay, and this had absolutely zero to do with the Taliban or with Al-Qaeda or with any political motives, correct? Yes or no?
Absolutely, yes, absolutely.
Okay. So you moved to Afghanistan, and where in Afghanistan were you living?
We were living in the capital of Kabul.
And you'd been there approximately how long?
We had been there up until the United States bombing began. We'd been there for almost 4 months.
Okay, and when the bombing started, then what happened?
Then we evacuated to Pakistan, to the city of Islamabad, which is where I have relatives, my parents come from, and so that's where we evacuated to.
So you're living in Islamabad, and what were you doing at that time?
In Islamabad, I was just I'd moved there with my wife and my kid, just evacuated, and we were also helping other refugees who were also evacuating from Afghanistan and helping to set up there. And we were hoping at some point that when the hostilities had ended, to perhaps return to Afghanistan and to continue with our project.
But the bombing, of course. It didn't. It turned into a ground war, and then, of course, the United States invaded. And we all know what happened in Afghanistan. So while you were in Pakistan, what were you doing then? You were just working on refugee relief work, or what were you doing?
Well, that's right. Yeah, just working on. It's been a very traumatic experience evacuating from Afghanistan. So getting my family and my kids and everybody all settled, and getting them into schools, and getting them all sort of prepared working on the project that I was working on, which was because in my spare time I did some translation work. That's what I was doing there. So it was like that up until 4 months, when on the night of the 31st of January 2002, there was a knock on my door. I was faced with people holding guns towards me. Amongst them were two Americans, which I later found out. And I was bundled into the back of the car, hooded, shackled, and taken away, never to see my family again for the next 3 years.
Why do you think that? Did they give you any reason for this? Why this happened? How did you get on their radar?
Well, I think what happened at that point was that they'd come to my door. They'd probably been told by locals that this person is is not local to the area, and of course, the United States at that time was offering rewards of $5,000 or $10,000 a head for any locals in those regions or any people in those regions who were not local to them. So I think that's one of the reasons. When they took me, they didn't even ask my name. They didn't search me. They didn't say anything. They just physically took me. Only after a while did one of the Americans take off my hood and then say that he was given these handcuffs, which he showed me, from the wives of one of the September 11 victims for him to catch the perpetrators. And I felt that I couldn't believe that this guy actually thought that I'd got something to do with that in any way. And, of course, he didn't. He had no inkling of that at all, but he felt that he was justified in fighting the war for his country.
All right, when this handcuff incident happened, where were you then? I mean, they put you in the back of the car, they bundled you up, they bound you, and they took you off. Were you at a police station? Where did they take you?
No, these were not police. I don't know to this day who these people were, but they certainly were not police. I was in the back of a car, back of a sort of a 4x4 truck, bundled up, lying in the prone position. I was taken to an unknown location. I was never told where I was. They never read me any charges or anything like that because they weren't police, as I said. It wasn't an arrest. It was simply an abduction. And I had a mobile phone in my pocket, which they didn't even search for. And so the first thing I did when I was put in this sort of cell was to phone my family in Pakistan to make sure my wife was okay. And then the second person, I phoned my father in Britain, in Great Britain, to ask him to try to arrange some international lawyer or something, or to tell him that I'd been kidnapped And I don't know, are these guys going to demand a ransom or something? I just have no idea.
Well, it's just hard to imagine being in that situation. What was going through your mind?
I was terrified. I was terrified as to what was going to take place. And then later on, when I spoke to the Americans, of course, I realized that these are American government or CIA officials, and they said that you can either answer our questions here or you can answer them in Guantanamo. And then I realized what this thing was really about and how frightening it really was. The Pakistanis were fine with me. In fact, they were very apologetic. They didn't say anything to me or hurt me. But when I was eventually put into U.S. custody and transferred, that's when the abuse and the terror really began.
Okay, let's talk about some of that abuse and some of that terror. So they said you could either answer the questions here and now, or you can go to Guantanamo. When they what kind of questions did they start to ask you?
Well, they asked me about my past and about me having gone to Bosnia in the 90s. Obviously, they've been in listening to and speaking with the British intelligence services, who I had spoken to in the United Kingdom, who were interested in my movements to Pakistan before in the early 90s and to Bosnia. So they were asking about these types of things and considered them to be synonymous with terrorism and supporting Muslim extremist causes, which they weren't. But I think that they'd already made their decisions in their minds. So when I was in U.S. custody, all of this sort of came to a boiling point, as it were, and they began this process of interrogation, which had included having my clothes ripped off with knives, with dogs barking, being searched physically and sexually being abused. It included being shaved forcibly, being shackled, being interrogated naked, having dogs barking, and all of these sort of things. Particularly in the early days, it was like this.
But you couldn't provide them an answer because you didn't have the answers to what they were looking for.
I don't think they knew had the answers. They had the right questions either. You know, the types of questions they asked me and many other detainees, if you can imagine this sort of conveyor belt of processing of people coming through, they would ask a standard question. When was the last time you saw Bin Laden? When was the last time you saw Mullah Omar? And they asked this of everybody, and I couldn't understand why or where this was coming from.
All right, so when they would ask you, when was the last time you saw Mullah Omar, or when was the last time you saw Osama bin Laden, you'd answer back, I haven't seen them, right?
Yeah, of course. What kind of a ridiculous question is that? I mean, when was the last time you saw him? But, of course, that's, you know, at the same time, I'm terrified. I'm standing shivering naked, and that's the sort of position that I'm in, and it's very surreal.
And when you told them you hadn't seen them, did they strike you? Did they do anything?
No, they moved on to the next question. It was as if they already knew the answer to the question, and they just moved on to the next thing, and then they started asking sort of personal details and things like that.
So that was kind of that was kind of round one, right?
That was round one of about 300 rounds.
8:15, 15 minutes after 8 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking to Mozan Beg. He's the author of the book Enemy Combatant, My Imprisonment at Guantanamo, Bagram, and Kandahar. All right, how long before they moved you?
I spent about 6 weeks in Kandahar, and then I was moved to a place called Bagram, and Bagram was this sort of disused American Russian warehouse. And there I spent almost 11 months being interrogated, staying there, having no access to natural light or anything like that, and literally facing or watching and witnessing the abuse of other detainees, which included two of them getting beaten to death. So it was probably the hardest part of the whole incarceration of 3 years.
And did you tell them during this time? I'm sure you did. You told them during this time, I'm not the person you're looking for. I don't have the information you want. Or did they accept that, or did they just keep pestering you and keep prodding and pushing?
I asked for a piece of paper. I asked to take a polygraph test. I asked if you can tell me what acts I'm supposed to have committed, who I'm supposed to be involved with, which organization I'm with, all of those things. I'm ready to take a polygraph test. You know, tell me what I'm supposed to have done, please, so that I can understand why you're holding me. Because all of these things you're doing to me, I've not done anything to the United States at all. Why are they hurting me for?
And the answer they gave you was?
That it's all above our heads. This is an intelligence operation. We're just acting according to our orders. I mean, everybody's sort of passing the buck. And that, you know, this is the job. Once you were in the processing, once you were taken into custody, it was almost as if there's no way you can get out. There is no process. Because there was no process in which you could actually get out unless people somewhere at the top who wants to make a decision say, okay, we're happy to let this guy go. but I didn't think that that was going to happen in the way that I saw things progressing.
And no right to legal representation?
No, none of those things applied. I mean, law, innocence, guilt, habeas corpus, all of those things were a luxury that none of us were afforded.
All right, Mozam, hang on, and we'll continue this. On the line with me is Mozam Beg. He's the author of Enemy Combatant, My Imprisonment at Guantanamo, Bagram, and Kandahar. 8:17, 17 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. If you miss any or part of this interview, you can check it out online at am760.net and get a podcast. And you might want to write down that this...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Lines of I-25 through the tech center affected by two cars at Arapahoe. Thankfully, that sits off on the right-hand shoulder. We also had a two-car mishap southbound tower at 48th. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, breezy, and warm with isolated afternoon thunderstorms, looking for a high of 87. Right now, it is 58 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Fantastic Sam's, you can get a great haircut without taking a lot of your valuable time. You never need an appointment, and with over 50 Front Range Fantastic Sam's locations, there's always one nearby. You're probably near one right now, so stop into Fantastic Sam's today.
Imagine your perfect life, when you never have to give money a second thought. Imagine living that life now and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine. I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks and not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free DVD, The 3 Secrets to Making Money in the Stock Market. And with your DVD, I'll also include a free 30-day trial to my stock investor website. Together, this is a $139 value, but for a limited time, you can get both for free. Unlike other free offers, my 64-minute DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction that's easy to follow. In it, I show you step-by-step how to make money trading stocks using my stock investor website. To get your free DVD and free 30-day trial to my stock investor website, call 1-800-366-4183. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-366-4183. That's 1-800-366-4183.
8:19, 19 minutes after 8 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. You don't like to think about it. You don't even plan for it, but... you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer, and when that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports AM 760 Progressive Talk. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people like you and me every single day. He's a trial lawyer, and he's proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner can be reached at 303-300-1661, or check him out on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
If you're going to internet date, I think you have to be a little careful. I learned the hard way. I had an online romance with CityBoy284 for 7 weeks. We shared our innermost thoughts, our fantasies, you name it. We were so nervous to meet, so we just kept putting it off. 342 emails later, we decided to meet at a sushi restaurant downtown. I walked in, looked around, and then I saw him. Sitting alone.
The thing about a good story, especially a life story, you want it to keep going. Drive the safest car you can, Volvo, for life. Lease a new 2007 Volvo XC90 3.2 all-wheel drive for $389 a month for 24 months. $3,509 due at signing. Taxes, title, and registration fees extra. Call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Visit your Denver area Volvo retailer before this lease offer ends. Speaking of endings, hear the rest of the story at DenverVolvoDealers.com.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, 21 minutes after 8. High today, 83. Partly sunny skies, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Hal Franken coming up at 10 o'clock. Open phones coming up at 9 o'clock. Right now we're talking to Mozam Beg. He is the author of Enemy Combatant, My Imprisonment at Guantanamo, Bagram, and Kandahar. Were you... Mozam, were you allowed to associate with or talk to other incarcerees, other prisoners, people that were there?
I was at various times. When I was in Bagram, we weren't allowed to talk, as it were, So we used to whisper to one another under the eyes of the discerning soldiers who would punish us if we were caught talking. And when I was in Guantanamo, I didn't talk to any other detainees because I was in solitary confinement. So it varied from place to place.
And when you say they would punish you, what kind of punishment?
The punishment included having your hands tied above your head with shackles to the top of the cage and having a hood placed on your head. And it was like this, that you were left sometimes for an hour, sometimes 2 or 3 hours as a punishment in order that you didn't speak and you didn't that you complied with the orders.
All right, so you spent how long at Bagram?
Bagram, I spent almost 11 months, and after that I was transferred to Guantanamo Bay.
So they came to you one day and said, get up, you're leaving?
Well, in essence, yes. I mean, some of the interrogators had the decency of telling me a bit earlier because, frankly, by the time that I had spent so long in Guantanamo, in Bagram, I was ready to go. I was happy to go to Guantanamo because the conditions there were so bad that I didn't see the daylight or night, dark skies or anything for a whole year. I'd witnessed the deaths of 2 detainees. I'd witnessed my own being sent to Egypt and faced the possibility of even worse torture than what I'd experienced there. So I was happy to go to Guantanamo.
And this interrogation, did it go on day and night how did that work? Was it like you had a daily routine, like you heard the guy come to your cell, here we go again?
Interrogation was never, there was no routine in it because that would have given somebody an idea of when it's going to happen. The routine thing about interrogation was that there was no routine, that it was sporadic. It happened in the middle of the night, in the middle of the day, 2 days on end, 3, 4, 5 days continuously, or sometimes not for weeks on end, so it varied completely.
So you could be dead asleep at, say, 2 o'clock in the morning, and they would just come drag you out of bed.
That's right. They'd shout out your number and say, get up, you're going for a walk, and then they'd bombard you off to the interrogation rooms.
Do you ever sit and ask yourself how you made it through that?
All the time. I have to answer that question to myself all the time. I think my own personal level of faith in my own faith, also my faith in people, in that someday I believed that justice was going to be done, and that patience, perseverance, fortitude, self-control, all of those concepts and tenets that I believed in helped me to prevail through those periods. But of course, there were a lot of those periods when I just felt like not getting up, like killing myself, like not wanting to survive, not knowing what had happened to my family, not knowing what happened to my children, if they were alive, if they'd died, what had become of them. All of those things were enough to send me mad, but it was very difficult to deal with the period.
All right, you get moved to Guantanamo. Now, to Guantanamo, most of us have seen pictures of it. We know it's a disputed area with Cuba, there's a base there, but we know very little about the prison other than the pictures that the administration has allowed us to see on the broadcast media. Describe what Guantanamo is like.
For me, my experience in Guantanamo was slightly different to a lot of other people because I was held in an isolation unit, and I was in a place called Camp Echo. And in Camp Echo, there was, if you can imagine, a small room that perhaps measured 15 foot by about 8 foot. I was in this room, but inside this room, there was a cell that measured 8 foot by 6 foot. I was the resident of that cell. Outside of the cell, there was nothing to see other than the four walls. There was a soldier at any given time there watching or observing me. There were there was no natural light, no windows, and I had access to what they call a recreation yard, which was another 15 foot by 15 foot cage outside, sometimes twice a week, and then it moved on to every once a day every week.
Did you ever feel there like you were going to go mad?
There were the rare occasions when I smashed up, if it's possible to smash up a metal cell. I smashed my head against the wall, punched, screamed, cried, kicked, I thought I was losing my mind, all of those types of things. And the great irony with all of this for me was that some of the people who helped me pass through this really tough and difficult period were American soldiers themselves.
Were you tortured at any time?
In Bagram and Kandahar, yes, emphatically, yes. In Guantanamo, I would say that the conditions were torturous. But I don't think I would call it torture because I don't think I was physically harmed in that sense. I was shackled all the time. my movement was restricted. I think that the treatment was degrading and humiliating, but I wouldn't call it torture in my estimation.
Give us an example of what you would call torture in Bagram.
Having your hands tied behind your back to the backs of your legs, being shackled, being hogtied, as you call it, having a hood placed over it, being punched and kicked, beaten, sworn at, having your hands tied above your head, and being left to rot there in this position with a hood over your head, and those sorts of things, being pushed down to the ground in a bowing position with two guards pushing you on either side so that you can't stand, and being then moved in this position. That was just some of the experience.
And at what point into this did the authorities finally figure out that you weren't of any intelligence value, that you didn't know anything?
Well, you know, as far as they were concerned, anything that I told them was of intelligence value. I mean, that's what the counter would always be, that we got very good information from him. But the information they got from me isn't because I have loads of information. It's because, sadly, they had none about anything, about Kashmir or Bosnia, about those types of things that I was happy to talk to them about. But I think what happened is the more I talked to them, the more they misconstrued things, and the less I felt that I should have cooperated with them in the first place. So in the end, I think it was just that they realized that I've got nothing to do with terrorism, that I'm not a threat to them, although I think they would still maintain the position that I am. And in the end, I think that the campaigning that was done for my father on this side in Great Britain and the fact that this country itself, the United Kingdom, could not agree to any proposed military trials that were impending. And so they said that either I should receive a fair trial or I should be released. And in the end, I was released because there was no concept of a fair trial.
Do you remember what that day was like when they came to you and told you were free to go?
Yeah, it was disbelief. I said to the man who told me, he was a major, that I don't believe you, I think you're a liar. And then he said that he's not in the business of lying and he's not in the business of going around telling detainees that they're going to be freed. But I trusted the guards with whom I had more of a rapport with and who came along and told me separately. I trusted their statements more than I did the major. And, of course, what he said transpired to the truth.
Do you have any hard feelings towards... this may seem like a naive question, but do you have any hard feelings towards the United States, or what are your feelings in that regard?
I make a point of differentiating between the United States and the United States government at present. I don't think that all the country has to stand or to answer for the crimes of President Bush in any less or any more than we as Muslims have to answer for the crimes of one organization. However, I would say even further that there are several soldiers who I met that helped me pass through that period, who I would consider to be my friends. And at the same time, I think there are several soldiers who need to be brought to book and brought to account for the crimes and for the abuses that they perpetrate on people. So there are, as far as my own personal feeling is concerned, you know, I don't hate America, but I hate the American government.
Why do you think it is that this whole... I mean, what's your take on this whole quote-unquote war on terror, 9/11, extreme radicalism of Islam? What's your whole take on that?
Well, I think that, you know, it's sad when we look at the deaths of, tragic deaths of people in the World Trade Center and the Pentagon with a complete indifference when we're looking at the rest of the world. If you look at the American foreign policy in the rest of the world, in Iraq, prior to 9/11, in Somalia, and all of these other places, then the death toll there in the United States pales with the comparison of the number of the people who have died in the Muslim world. And then ensuing conflict after 9/11, you know, the question, we beg the question is, when will the United States government have had its pound of flesh? When will the killing of Iraqis and Afghanis be, will you turn around and say, okay, now we've had enough. We've killed 20, 30, 40, 50, 100,000 of them. We've had enough now. So to me, the take is that you don't answer atrocity with atrocity.
How do you answer atrocity?
You answer it in the way that it's been dealt with before. United States of America has had atrocities there before. You know, let's not forget the Oklahoma bombing. It was on a smaller scale, but it was only one person. And he killed over 168 people. And the Michigan militia that he trained with are still running around the mountains of Michigan with their bombs and their bullets and their explosives and stuff. And they weren't dealt with in this way. There was no war waged against them. And so I think it's very important to recognize that Al-Qaeda is an organization. It is not a religion. It is not a country. It is not a nation. So you can't deal with it as one in that sense.
Can you come to the United States or no?
I think even if I could, which I don't think that I can, I haven't tested that at all, but even if I could, I don't think it would be very prudent for me to come over. I don't think I'll be coming in any short time.
Did you try to take any legal action against the United States for this mistake?
Well, there are at present several cases being taken against the United States. It's being blocked because President Bush has some sort of immunity as a commander-in-chief. But that's still in a pending state. I don't expect to see much fruition, to be honest with you.
And you're in England now, right?
Yes.
And what are you doing now? What are you doing these days?
Well, apart from just sort of doing promotions for my book, I'm lecturing up and down the country on issues that relate to the war on terror, that relate to human rights abuses, and that relate to the role of Muslims, second-generation Muslims, particularly in this country. So that's what I'm really working on at present, lecturing.
Mozam, thank you so much for your time. The book is great, Enemy Combatant, My Imprisonment at Guantanamo, Bagram and Kandahar, with a foreword by David Ignatius, and I think everybody should check this book out and read it. And I would love to have you back on again to talk about some of the larger issues in the Middle East.
Certainly, not at all, no problem.
All right, thank you, Mozam. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Goodbye.
There's Mozam Beg. The book is Enemy Combatant: My Imprisonment at Guantanamo, Bagram, and Kandahar. If you missed any part of this interview, go online am760.net. And you can check it out there via podcast, download it, and have a copy of your very own. It's 8:34. What does that make that, Gina?
What does that make what?
8:34 is what, 26 minutes?
Yes.
In front of 9 o'clock?
Sounds good.
Pretty chilling story about that guy.
I would think so, yes.
Any comments?
No.
I'm just trying to convert you. You know, I just can't leave it alone. You know, I just can't leave it alone.
That's okay. I forgive you.
Well, it's a pretty frightening thing to have to go through.
Yes.
All right. Traffic around here can be frightening as well. Hopefully it has cleared up some now.
It's looking a little better. We're still dealing with some problems on the freeways. Two on I-70, that one eastbound at Pecos. They got it out of traffic, but it's still a little sluggish through there. Westbound was in a holding pattern from Quebec to Vasquez from an earlier collision. On your drive north along I-25, there's a brand new problem. It's off on the right shoulder just after Santa Fe. So we're seeing the slowing now between the Logan Street Bridge and Alameda. One spot that looks good, though, Boulder Turnpike. We've had no problems there all morning. Weather today, partly cloudy, breezy, and warm with isolated afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 80. Currently, it's 58. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
At your Dodge dealer, it's all about the best in American and German engineering and design. Now get their best offer yet. 0% APR long-term financing for well-qualified buyers on select 2006 Dodge models. It's their best offer yet, but hurry, this offer ends soon.
Join AM760 Progressive Talk September 28th through September 30th for the 25th annual Great American Beer Festival. Held at the Colorado Convention Center, this three-day event is host to one of the nation's most prestigious beer judging competitions.
Be sure to come thirsty.
There will be over 1,600 samples from the 380 U.S. brewers participating. For all the details and for the chance to win your free tickets, log on to am760.net.
Courtesy of Sean Healy, Keller Williams Preferred Realty.
Are you thinking about selling your home? If so, you can now find out what your home is worth online by going to denverhomeprice.com. At denverhomeprice.com, you'll receive information on what comparable homes have sold for in your neighborhood, which homes are currently listed, how long they've been for sale, and their prices. Based on this information, you'll have an idea of what your home is worth. This confidential analysis from denverhomeprice.com is absolutely free. Visit denverhomeprice.com. That's denverhomeprice.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't risk, ever, is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it. Call now. 800-734-1757. 800-734-1757. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, call now and see how Mega can help you. 800-734-1757. 800-734-1757. That's 800-734-1757.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Imagine living that life now and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine. I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks and not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free DVD, The 3 Secrets to Making Money in the Stock Market. And with your DVD, I'll also include a free 30-day trial to my stock investor website. Together, this is a $139 value, but for a limited time, you can get both for free. Unlike other free offers, my 64-minute DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction that's easy to follow. In it, I show you step-by-step how to make money trading stocks using my stock investor website. To get your free DVD and free 30-day trial to my stock investor website, call 1-800-366-4183. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-366-4183. That's 1-800-366-4183.
Confronting issues with an arsenal of opinion. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:38. 38 minutes past the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 83, partly sunny, and it's going to be a nice day along the Front Range. Good to have you along. All right, check this out. How many of you read Playboy magazine? Yeah, John Turk waves his hand.
I knew it.
I haven't looked at a Playboy magazine. I haven't seen a Playboy magazine, and I can't say when. When was the last one you looked at, Turk?
Well, I don't know if you could actually call it reading Playboy. I'd actually just look at the pictures. I don't read the articles or any of that thing. No, I don't subscribe or anything like that. I haven't probably picked one up maybe in a couple years. You know, if one's laying around, I'll pick it up and look through it, see what's in there. But, I mean, it's I don't think it's a smut magazine like a lot of people probably do.
All right, but you're not a regular reader. Okay, here's the point. If I ask this question on the air, if I said, who do you think reads Playboy magazine? Do you think the majority of the readers are A, liberal, B, independent, C, conservative? What do you think the answer would be? Anybody want to guess? 303-713-7600, I don't have any prize to give you. But if you just want to take a stab at it, you want to guess, who would be the majority group that would read Playboy? Now, we're talking about subscribers. We're not talking about people who read it, you know, pick it up occasionally at the newsstand. You got to take it monthly. Do you think it's liberals, independents, or conservatives? Anybody want to guess? 303-713-7600. You want to take a guess and see if you see what the answer is? Because I know what answer I was thinking when I saw the question, and I don't want to share my answer because I don't want to give it away. But I know what I was thinking, and I was wrong. Okay, do we have somebody who wants to answer it? Okay, let's go to Denise in Denver. Denise, you're on AM 760. Who do you think reads it?
I think a lot of conservatives do, because I actually know a lot of conservative men who read Playboy or look at the picture.
You know what? You're absolutely right. Now check this out. Playboy magazine commissioned a poll to address what it called a common misconception that the majority of its readers are liberal Democrats. Really? People think only Democrats read Playboy. Who knew? Playboy surveyed 1,000 people. Half were drawn from a nationally representative sample of adults ages 21 and older. The other half from its subscriber rolls. The odd premise aside, the magazine's Playboy voter feature in this month's edition outlined the following conclusions from its survey. 79% of those surveyed voted in the 2004 presidential election, 15 percentage points higher than the national average. 36% of its readers are Republicans compared to 25% that are Democrats, 25% are independents, and 14% are of other parties. 72% of Playboy's readers favor stem cell research compared to 61% of the non-reader group sampled. Half of Playboy's readers oppose a ban on gay marriage, double the number in the non-reader group.
Isn't that amazing? And that doesn't surprise me because I, like I said, I know plenty of, not plenty, but I know a few men who do subscribe to Playboy and have for years, and they're very conservative, very conservative Republican.
Why do conservative, what is conservative, what do they got, what does Playboy have going that they're so interested in? The
well,
women? I mean, no, you know, because aren't they supposed to be like family value, quote, unquote, socially, you know, socially conservative, like sex is a no-no type thing, and here they are, they're looking at these airbrushed women?
Well, I suppose if you're going to read any of those magazines, you know, as John Turk said, I mean, it's pretty tame by most standards, especially given, you know, what you can get on the Internet or anywhere else. But, you know, that's the thing is it's been fairly, I would say, fairly mainstream for many, many years. I mean, come on, Hugh Hefner's got a show on A&E. But the other thing I would say about Playboy is they really do have some pretty good articles. I mean, I've read some really interesting articles out of Playboy whenever I've flipped through it.
Yeah, I'm not doubting they don't have first-class journalism. I'm not questioning that, even though I haven't seen it in a long time. And, of course, Playboy had Ronald Reagan's daughter naked.
Yeah, that was a while ago, wasn't it? But, you know, I feel like, you know, I suppose if you're, like I said, if you're going to subscribe to something like that or read something like that, you know, maybe they consider it, maybe the conservative groups consider it a little more tame than, say, Penthouse or on the Internet. And, you know, you can get it delivered in a brown wrapper, so it's not like anybody sees what you're reading.
I just find it a strange contradiction, considering how you would view the average person who would support the GOP and considering what, you know, that here are these, you know, finely painted, airbrushed women in these artistic and, you know, extremely exotic poses. And it wouldn't be the kind of thing that, you know, you would expect, you know, to find at the RNC office or, you know, on the coffee table for reading.
Well, it's part of the hypocrisy of the right. You know, you can do things behind, they want to do things behind closed doors, you know, as long as nobody else knows about it. But, you know, they'll condemn people publicly for doing the very same thing. And, you know, I suppose you could say that across the board about everybody, but I think it tends to be a little more prevalent on the right.
All right, Denise, thanks. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay,
bye.
Take care. 303-713-7600. Anybody else want to weigh in on this about why the majority of Playboy's readers, a higher percentage of Playboy's readers are Republicans, more than independents, more than Democrats, more than anybody else? And is that a sign of something, or is this just a trivial topic that I pulled out of thin air and decided to do because I wanted to really get on the radio and say Playboy over and over again? I haven't looked at that magazine in God knows how long. I don't even know what's in there anymore. And most of the women that are in there are like, you know, they're young enough to be my daughter. I mean, which gives me this kind of creepy feeling, you know? And there can't be 55 and 60-year-old men who sit around and, like, read this stuff, right? You know, come on. Whew.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Whisk your loved one away to an enchanted land where a nutcracker transforms into a prince, a young girl becomes a princess, snowflakes and flowers dance. Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to www.nutcracker.com. Celebrate the holidays with the gift she'll never forget. Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th.
Only September 14th through the 17th. Save 10 to 40% on hundreds of top major brands under the big top. Thinking tires? Think Tires Plus.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Senator Warner of Virginia is moving ahead with a rival plan to President Bush's legislation on detainees. We'll give you the latest, and where should we go with that? Iran says there would be calm in Iraq if the United States would leave. We'll talk about that. And also a mother of a missing boy committed suicide after an interview on Nancy Grace. Did the media go too far? We'll take your calls and so much more on The Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
8:48. It's 12 minutes before 9 o'clock here at AM 760. Progressive Talk. I know I'm getting like a broken record with this, but you know what? It's really true. It is true. I mean, you buy a new car, and you get the smell, and you get all that stuff, but when you drive it off the lot, it depreciates, and so you take a penalty for that. Well, you can get away from that and get more bang for your auto buck from Colorado's number one volume dealer. It's Rocky's Autos. Why are they number one? Well, first of all, large, diverse inventory. Over 500 late model, clean late model, used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Just about any make you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen. The list just goes on and on and on. A ton of ways to pay. The matching down incentive is going on up to $1,500. You put down $15, and they'll put down $15, and you've got $3,000 down. And great people to work with. People like Tom and Marv Alshear, and Spanky Herrera, and Jim Monroe, and Freddie Labrato, and Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, and Ziggy, and Isaac, and Colby, and Roger and Sergio and all the folks out there work very, very, very hard to make sure that you're happy. And they know that by doing that, you'll go tell five of your friends, and they'll tell five of their friends, and that's how Rocky's manages to be number one. Hey, you know what? Rocky's is family-owned and operated. Been that way since 1982, and they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com, or do the best thing, go see them in person. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry.com. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-3481. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-3481. That's 1-800-700-3481.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Years go by, I'm looking through a girl's magazine. And there's my home angel on the pages in between. My blood runs cold, my memory has
yeah.
been sold. My angel is a centerfold. Angel is a centerfold.
You remember when you first saw one of those and thought, oh, yeah. 8:51. 9 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 83, partly sunny skies. All right, let's go to the phones. Why are the majority? I don't want to say the majority. That's not the way to put it. There are more Republicans than independents, moderates, Democrats, whatever. More Republicans read Playboy. What's the deal behind that? Let's go to Steve in Westminster. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
It seems to fit, and something the previous caller said definitely is part of it. You know, it's the Hippocratic conservative, you know, religious element of the right that will, you know, look at themselves as being, you know, pure and you know, religiously connected to, you know, doing the right things, et cetera. They'll go to church, and then they'll come out, and then they'll, you know, be owners of businesses that'll, you know, hire people for $5 an hour and, you know, et cetera. And, you know, you take a look at Playboy, that is the mainstream. It is touched up. So it's something that represents something that I think in a certain mindset, conservative mindset, that would be acceptable in looking at, you know, what is a man and what is acceptable and what is really not considered, you know, crossing over to porn or something that is just a no-no, you know, in a certain belief system of certain people. So, you know, I think that, you know, you look at a Playboy, and that is something that people could justify as, even though maybe it's the same motivations and things that would prompt, you know, a man to want to buy a magazine, look at other women, et cetera, you know, and that's natural. But I think that is something that they could say they, you know, that they don't feel that way. And
well, yeah, but when I used to look at that thing, when I used to read it, when I would see it,
uh-huh.
I mean, it has some pretty, unless it's changed dramatically, it just has some pretty frank sexual discussions in there, particularly in the Playboy Advisor, and the women are naked. I mean, let's face it,
oh,
they're naked, and it's like, and so what? So like, you go to your preacher or your father or your rabbi, you go your imam, you go like, hey, I'm looking at Playboy, you know, I mean, like, you're in trouble, right? I mean, that's a sin, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes, but again, you know, culturally, even though it's a sin, you know, in the religious aspect, I think socially, because I remember when I was a kid, that was the only magazine that was around that, you know, was somewhat mainstream, and, you know, almost every father who, you know, had an interest, let's say, in you know, other women, whatever it was, you know, that they had to have it. It would be in the closet.
Hey, let me tell you something. My stepfather never had Playboy.
Well, my dad didn't either because he was, you know, he was a man of, you know, of, you know, morals. And you know, he didn't need that in his life. But I knew a lot of people. Now, remember, we were one of the only Jewish families in Seal Beach, California, Orange County in those days.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
it was,
yeah.
you know, was a haven for,
yeah.
you know, for, you know, you were
yeah,
out there,
well,
too.
You know,
we
listen,
came from the same place.
Yeah, the first Playboy I ever saw was a used copy on a railroad tracks.
Yeah, well, but you know, my first copy was next door. My neighbor, who went, they went to church every single Sunday. You know, their son, we'd go over there when they were out, and in the closet were the stacks of Playboys hidden. So, you know, and I can't say it's just, you know, a Christian thing, but it's a certain element of a mindset of people that don't think it's right, you know, as far as how they view the family unit and you know, sin and this and that, but yet, you know, they're going to hide it, or in the case of today, which everything's out in the open, there's a lot of porn, et cetera, that's really, you know, crosses over and that wouldn't be acceptable. Playboy.
All right, lesser two evils.
But that's right.
Okay.
That's
right.
And
all right, Steve. I thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Okay, bye.
Take care. Let's go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Dave. How are you?
This is a great topic, man, and I think it cuts, like the previous two callers are kind of starting to touch on it. It definitely crosses over into a mindset of the conservative. Let me first say that I've called you before, and I am a far left liberal. I have absolutely no problem with the porn industry or Playboy or anybody else that's involved in consensual sex for sale, as long as it's consensual. What the difference between me and them is I have no problem admitting that. Now, drive by Shotgun Willie sometime and take a look at the parking lot. That's all you need to do. You see a lot of Volvos and Subarus out there? No, no. What you see is navigators and big trucks and whatnot. And generally, you know, I'm making a broad observation.
Yeah, you are.
But I'm saying, I bet you, if you walked in there and took a political poll, I would bet you that the majority of those people in strip clubs are also very conservative. Because there's a forbidden fruit aspect to this that that maybe is more prevalent in conservative homes than in liberal homes.
I don't know. Do you have to be conservative to buy into that hidden fruit type idea? I mean,
no, you don't have to be. I just think there's a lot of it. You know, I know in my house, you know, I'm faithfully married for 15 years. I got kids. I don't look at porn. I don't have any interest in porn. But sex was never taboo. You know, we talked about it when I was growing up. You know, it was never an issue. When I was 12 years old, I understood what was going on. You know, my parents were really open about it, and not open about, you know, having sex, but certainly open about talking about it. But I think in a lot of people that grow up in very conservative homes, there's no discussion about it. There's no...
My parents were never open about it. As a matter of fact, I don't think they ever had sex. I think we came down the chimney.
Well, I was a child of the 70s and 80s. I'm only in my mid 30s.
I never had sex until I was 53.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm very sorry to hear that.
So I have a lot of catching up to do. So I hope Mary.
Yes, you do.
So I hope Mary's in the mood when I get off at 10 o'clock. Listen, man, I got to roll. But let me give you one last offer.
Okay.
If we should go prove your theory. We should go to Shotgun Willie's and conduct a AM760 poll. What do you think?
I'm game.
All right.
I'll go.
My wife won't mind. I'll tell her the research assignment.
Yeah, you got it. Take care, Dave. See ya. All right, if you want to continue to talk about this, hang on the line. It's fine. If you got other things that you're like, oh, what are they doing sitting here talking about this? Well, you want to talk about other things, that's okay, too. It's Open Phones coming up next.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes. Listen to my show and all of AM760's progressive talk in high definition.
Welcome to Radio Free America.
Hear us all more clearly with HD. Find out how to get HD radio on AM760.net.
I've got the radio.
By using A.D. Kessler's creative real estate methods, I've bought and sold 12 houses. And now I have a real estate portfolio that's worth over $1 million. Now I'm buying a house every month.
You too can become a creative real estate millionaire. This is A.D. Kessler, and I can show you how you can make up to $10,000 or more each and every month for the rest of your life without using any of your own money. Call and I'll send you my free how-to video with my time-tested, proven methods for making big money in real estate right away.
Seems like everyone is making money in real estate these days. Stop sitting on the sidelines. Learn money-making secrets from the legendary real estate expert, A.D. Kessler. Call 800-549-8054 and get A.D. Kessler's Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video absolutely free. Learn how to get quick cash now doing win-win deals the A.D. Kessler way with no cash down. Call now for this limited time free offer. Call 800-549-8054. Create the success you deserve. 800-549-8054.
AM760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. President Bush has been in a jawboning mood on Capitol Hill over terrorism legislation. We're live with CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
The president, who brought Vice President Cheney with him, came to lobby the House Republicans to give him broad new powers to tap phone calls and interrogate and try suspected terrorists, needed after the Supreme Court rejected his claim that he had the power to do all that without regard to the Geneva Conventions.
I reminded them that the most important job of government is to protect the homeland.
But some prominent Republican senators say the president is asking them to go way too far, and some House Republicans are more than a little nervous about being seen as too closely tied to Mr. Bush as they go out to face the voters in less than 2 months. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
Well, she's a southpaw of a very different kind. Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato with a story.
Claudia Mitchell waves when she greets you.
Oh, hello, everyone. How are you?
No big deal, you say. She has an artificial arm and can control that wave with her thoughts passed through nerves to electrodes and then a computer. This Ellicott City, Maryland motorcycle accident victim is the first bionic woman.
I can rotate and have several ranges of motion all at the same time.
Nerves controlling hand sensation are attached right now to skin near her shoulder.
So now when you touch her there, she feels like you're touching her hand.
Dr. Todd Kuiken of the Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago says hopefully someday sensation can be restored directly to that hand. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
A lady driver who's been through a highway skid knows it's a hair-raising experience, but stability control devices can help drivers regain control safely.
We think after seatbelts, it's the next best feature to save lives.
David Champion with Consumer Reports magazine, the devices are so effective that the government is going to require them in all cars by the 2012 model year. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says it could save thousands of lives every year. Now, you may have seen them in action. Segway motorized transporters, two wheels, room enough for one. Well, now all of them, more than 23,000, are being recalled by the Consumer Product Safety Commission because a software glitch can cause them to unexpectedly shift into reverse. Carla Vallone is a Segway spokeswoman.
We are advising that Segway PT owners should stop riding the product until they can get the software upgrade.
The government says it's received reports of six cases involving head and neck injuries. The cash registers weren't exactly deafening last month. The Commerce Department says retail sales crept up just 0.2 points. That's the weakest show in 2 months. Economist David Weiss.
Excluding autos, things have been a bit flat. Basically, the consumer seems to be getting spent out.
The Labor Department, in a separate report, says the number of Americans filing claims for jobless benefits fell to a 7-week low. Checking out Wall Street at this hour, right now the Dow is off 26 points and the NASDAQ down about 5. This is CBS News.
Sleepless nights, agonizing days. Don't let the stress of heavy credit card debt ruin your life or the ability for you to get a good job. Take action. Call Debt Relief of America. They are professional, proven debt negotiators that work for you to get credit card companies to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt. Credit card companies make it hard for the average American to get out of debt. High interest rates and late fees keep you in a never-ending cycle of debt prison. Debt Relief of America helps you break free by wiping out up to 60% of your credit card debt using secret programs most credit card companies don't want you to know about.
I was buried in debt with no way of knowing how I was going to get out. DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-732-7092. 800-732-7092. One call could literally save you thousands of dollars. Not available in all states. 800-732-7092. 800-732-7092.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The defense unexpectedly called Raul Gomez Garcia to the stand yesterday in his own defense to say that embarrassment led him to shoot two off-duty cops. He said that Detective Donnie Young stopped him from going into the party and then choked Gomez Garcia. He admits to shooting Young and Detective Jack Bishop, but says he didn't mean to kill them.
I never said kill. I just said shoot. I never said kill anyone.
He said he told a friend that he thought the officers would be wearing bulletproof vests.
I told him that he said, what's going to happen to them? So I said, if they have a bulletproof vest, nothing's going to happen to them, just maybe a bruise or a mark.
Detective Bishop was wearing a vest, but his partner Donnie Young was not and died from the blast. If the jury believes Gomez Garcia, it could lead to a manslaughter charge and up to 40 fewer years in prison. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Tim. Northbound Santa Fe just after Alameda, still a little sluggish there from an earlier crash, although we're starting to shake loose, though, around the metro area. Southbound 25 was still heavy, 104th to 84th, and again, I-70 to Spear cutting across downtown. We also had heavy conditions, eastbound C-470 through Highlands Ranch, the Boulder Turnpike returning to normal. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, breezy, and...
Quality, value, design, innovation... Customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer,
So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
On high today, 83, partly sunny skies, AM 760. Progressive Talk, any and all of this show available on podcast at am760.net. And I love that little drop that we have, that little thing we run that says, "This is J. Marvin. This is J. Marvin Show." Well, you know what? I told my shrink yesterday, better to do this than be a merchandise burglar. Well, maybe not. Maybe not. All right, let's go back to the phones here, and let me go to Darren in Fort Collins. It's open phones, by the way. Darren, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How about you?
I'm doing all right. It's a nice, lovely day.
Yeah, it is. A great day out there.
So, my theory on the whole Playboy issue, I'm personally a reader of Playboy and a subscriber. It's a pretty decent magazine. But I have a feeling that more Republicans probably read that because deep inside they're Democrat trying to get out. You know, that you repress so many feelings so much, they're going to look for some kind of outlet.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah. You don't see them out there reading something like Hustler or Oi or We or whatever that book is called or anything like that, but you see them going to these legitimized joints. The Gentleman's Magazine, it's okay because it's a gentleman's magazine. It's not porn. It's a light issue, but it's just enough to get their fix on.
Hmm. Well, maybe inside of a Republican, maybe there is a Democrat waiting to get out, and maybe, who knows? And maybe in some Democrats, there's a Republican waiting to get out. I don't know, but you say you subscribe to this man. How long have you subscribed to Playboy?
Oh, every once in a while, I've let it drop off, then they'll send me something that says, get it half price, get it again, and I do, and I read it. My wife reads it. There's some very good, insightful articles in there. They have some really good reporters in there, too. So, I mean, I like the pictures. I won't deny that.
I was just going to say, are you looking at those pictures?
I am looking at those pictures. I'm an artist, and I enjoy the human body form. But
now, are those women younger than you?
Now, yeah. When I started reading it, no, they were all older than me.
Oh, no, me too. I mean, you know, finding Playboy was what I call sex education via backyard science.
You know,
where you sit around and like, ooh, look at this, and what do you think that is, and all these myths and fairy tales, because your parents would never sit down and go like, well, this is how, you know, they never go through that. But if I can pry a little bit here, how much younger are they than you?
Probably about 10 years. I'm only 36.
Well, then you don't qualify. But you know, you look at a guy like me, man, 54 years old. What am I doing looking at those women that are like in their 20s?
Well, you know, if it was 100 years ago and you lived in another country, you could have married at least 3 or 4 of them.
Oh God. You know what? No, that's all right. I've already been through my 20s.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I'd rather have the mature woman than in the freshly out of teenage years.
Yeah, I don't need to go there again. Hey, man, thank you, Darren. Great call.
Thank you. Keep it up.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
Yeah, see, now I feel guilty looking at the pictures now at my age. John Turk screams in the other room, why? What do you mean, why? That's somebody's kid.
So were the women you were looking back at in the 60s.
No, back then I wanted them to be my high school teacher.
Yeah, you wanted to be your teacher. But no, the girls have stayed the same age, you know. But they're just, yeah, but like you said, most of them are 18, 19, 20. Who wants to open up a Playboy and look at a 50-year-old naked?
I don't know. Do they have any 50-year-old playmates? Have they ever? I don't know.
Well, you know, I think that a couple of years ago they did like a 50th anniversary or whenever they had their 50th year anniversary, and they brought in a lot of the former playmates, you know, like Shannon Tweed is one that's, you know, probably over 50. I think she did a spread for them. But no, some of these older gals still do stuff in Playboy.
Maybe there's a magazine out there that has women who are naked who are over 50.
There is one, and I think it's called Over 50.
because I was going to say, if there wasn't, maybe we need to start one. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Here's Ken in Denver. Ken, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. It's absolutely a pleasure to speak with you today.
Oh, nice to have you on.
I'm sorry to break you off of your conversation about Playboy. I'd like to talk about some other current events here.
It's open phones, man. Do whatever you want to do.
Great. And a couple days ago, the Veterans Administration came out and announced that Gulf War Syndrome does not exist. I've got kind of a personal attachment to this. I served in the United States Marine Corps during Desert Shield, Desert Storm. I did deploy to the Gulf, as did my roommate. Fortunately, I came back intact, and with my health, my roommate was not so fortunate. A lot of information, exhaustive research, has been done on this syndrome. A lot of the information points back to some of the original immunizations, the first five lots of immunizations given to our troops before deployment. In the first five lots, there was a substance known as squalene, which is an organic substance that comes from a shark's liver. The purpose of the squalene was to act as an enhancer or a booster for the other medications in the inoculation, hoping for a more aggressive protection. Problem with this is that it was passed or approved by the FDA, but it did not undergo any extensive research. They signed off on it quickly without any idea of the long-term reactions or results of taking this medication. And, of course, being in the military, for all of us that did serve, you know that you don't have any say on what they give you. They march you through. They give you a number of shots without even telling you what it is, a lot of things that were never documented in health records. Tulane University did exhaustive research and found out that the squalene antibodies in Gulf War veterans, especially in these initial five lots, is extremely high. This is also possessed by my former roommate, who suffers from memory loss, extreme migraines. A common cold requires hospitalization for this guy. He can't hold a job because he's in and out of the hospital. Can he keep his food down? He went through a 15-year battle with the Veterans Administration for disability benefits, which he was finally granted at 60% early last year. Now, the VA has come out saying that this syndrome does not exist, and I'm left wondering, are we going to turn our backs on these troops that have already made this this sacrifice for the company in a conflict that was a just conflict? I see this as a cost-cutting measure on part of the current administration because they're overspending on what is an unjust war, and they can't afford to take care of the people that have already served.
How about a move to protect their friends in the pharmaceutical industries?
It's outrageous, and I think what I find even more incensing about this is I've heard absolutely no discussion, no public outrage about this, and I ask, if there are any senators, if there are any congressmen out there that are listening to this show today, from my knees I beseech you, get into the fight on this. You cannot turn your back on our troops. I understand, there was 700,000 troops deployed for the original Gulf War, Desert Shield, and Desert Storm, 1 in 7. Coming back with symptoms of Gulf War Syndrome. And then you're going to tell me that it doesn't exist? That is a flawed argument and a crap statement. And I don't think that anybody should sit by and take this laying down. We can't. You can't turn your back on our people. Thank you for your time, Jay.
Well, I think, Ken, what we'll need to do is we'll need to, Turk and I'll need to put our heads together, and we'll need to figure out somebody to book on to talk about this and to investigate a little bit further. So starting today, we'll get to work on it, and we'll see what we can come up with.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay, Ken, thank you. Thank you for your service to the country. Let's go to Dan in Aurora. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Regarding this Playboy thing, I don't know where I read it, but a while ago somebody conducted a survey, and the largest number of cable porn subscribers are in the Bible Belt.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, say hallelujah.
And I wish I could remember. Amen.
Oh, man. Well, they got those. They got the conservative social values group. Gee, I can't think of the names. It slipped my mind right now. But, they want all that stuff taken off of there in hotel rooms. And also, I'm sure that they'd like to move to the cable systems around the country. And the Republican Party takes a ton of money from these porn distributors.
Oh, yes, they do. And it's amazing how, the righteous are always the ones up at Central City gambling. And, we allow gambling, and you can lose your house gambling, but God forbid you, do something real for somebody
else. I don't know, though. You know what? I like gambling. I like to gamble.
Well, that's not the point. The point is, consider it a sin.
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand why it's a sin. Why is it a sin? Because it says so in the Bible, I guess, right?
I guess. A couple other things. Real quick, did you hear about the new Playboy they're coming out with for married men?
No, what's it called?
Every month, same girl.
That's not bad. All right.
And one more thing. After listening to the news, everybody listening to this show should be on the phone to their congressmen and their representatives complaining about everything George Bush is trying to ram through as under the guise of national security with this terrorism and the NSA and spying. You know, the United States citizen is not the enemy. And maybe if they were really serious about this war on terror, they'd close the southern border. They would close the border. They are not serious. What they are doing is they're saying, well, gee, we don't have enough people who speak Farsi, so let's go and spy on the people we do know.
Yeah, well, all of this is very, very dangerous, and that's one of the reasons why I'm a big proponent of the ACLU and, you know, and protecting our civil liberties. And
the mere fact that they have proposed military tribunals without letting the accused know what they are accused of.
Or see evidence.
That's right.
Yeah, it's un-American.
It's un-American. That's ungodly. That you may as well take the Constitution, the original one that's in the Smithsonian, and put it in a cross threader, because these people have no regard. They have no regard. And I'm not afraid to speak out, because if they're going to start knocking on people's door at 2 in the morning, I want to be one of the first to go, because I don't want to hear what's left.
Yeah, me and you, man. I'll be right behind you. Dan, thank you. Great call.
You bet.
All right. That's why I say go to the ACLU website, ACLU for Colorado, and join up. And also come to the Carl Whitehead Memorial Dinner coming up on September the 30th. I'm the MC, and I'm guaranteed to screw that thing up. So you can show up, and I need your help. All right? Two lines open. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600 from Playboy Magazine, Cable Systems. It doesn't make any difference what it is, local issues, stuff happening around here, stuff going on around the world, stuff going on everywhere. You know what? That's what we're here for. And any subject, and anybody's welcome, because it's Dissent to...
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000, and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8830. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Featuring tons of movies and programs ready to watch when you are. Each for just $33 per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. Call 1-888-COMCAST. It's Comcastic.
Offer ends 9/30/06. Not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during the promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees, extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you'll have to replace that window. What about that old ugly patio door? Now's the time to replace your windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors is having a Windows Your Way sale. $500 off any installed Designer Series patio door with the purchase of four installed Architect Series or Designer Series windows. Pella's number one brand, professionally installed, beautiful, affordable doors and windows. For a free home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The president did shrewdly hire an actual celebrity translator, though, to help him get his message across.
Good evening. 5 years ago, this day, September the 11th, was seared into America's memory.
No! Look out! Look out!
Today we are safer, but we are not yet safe.
Help me! Somebody help me!
For America, 9/11 was more than a tragedy. It changed the way we look at the world.
Mashed potatoes, gravy, and cranberry sauce!
What? Why he doesn't do that for every speech, I don't know.
I'm sorry, John Stewart, The Daily Show. Was that funny? With the Little Richard thing, swipe from the Geico commercial. 9:24, 24 minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Little Richard. Ooh, I'm bad. I can slow it by post. All right, it's open phones. 303-713-7600. Let's get back on the phones. And we go to Dave in Boulder. Dave, you're on AM 7. Well, there we go, Dave. Hi, you're on. Go.
You got me now, Jay.
I got you, pal. Go.
Thank you, my friend. Hey, excellent topics this morning. I certainly don't want to take anybody away from their Playboy right now. I don't think anybody listening to this radio station is named Reverend Dimsdale, so you enjoy Playboy however you want. What I wanted to talk to you today and every listener out there is about Amendment 44.
Sure, go ahead.
The legalization of marijuana in the state of Colorado for adults over the age of 21.
Right. I'm all for it.
I just think we need more people, more for it, and we need to get some facts out there to combat this inaccurate rhetoric coming out by the drug czar right now. Let me just throw some facts out for everyone, okay?
Sure.
Since 1990, 7.2 million people have been arrested in this country for marijuana possession, not sales, not trafficking, nothing in a school zone, simple possession. 7.2 million American citizens lost their rights because they chose to smoke marijuana. 700,000 were arrested last year. We are taking tax-paying society members out of the tax base and turning it around, and now we're having to pay to house them in jail. We pay for their food, their clothing, and their health insurance. Most people don't realize that everybody in jail has access to a doctor free of charge, more than a regular citizen in this state living below the poverty line. We can take what is estimated about 50,000 humans die every year from alcohol. 39% of all traffic fatalities in 2004 were alcohol-related. That's another 17,000 humans. 400,000 people a year die from tobacco smoke, being it they inhale it themselves or they pass it on to somebody else by secondhand smoke. There has not been one single recorded case of a marijuana overdose or a death from smoking marijuana in the history of recorded statistics.
Well, it's ridiculous and it's silly that we're still having, you know, this debate in 2006 about this. If people over the age of 21, within the confines of their own home, and not affecting anybody, want to smoke a marijuana cigarette or smoke two marijuana cigarettes, you know what? It's nobody else's business. And if you smoke marijuana and you get high and you get behind the wheel of a car or a vehicle or whatever, we have laws and you'll get busted. But the fact is that if you just want to smoke it, to me it's ridiculous we're still having this debate. Marijuana ought to be legalized.
Let me tell you something else too. We have in this country significantly, since I was a teenager in the 80s, I mean significantly, reduced the number of traffic fatalities due to drunk driving and significantly reduced the number of people who die every year from lung cancer from tobacco smoke. We have not made those two substances illegal. We have done this and solved, or on the way to solving that problem, by education. We teach people that they should know about every substance they put in their body and what effect it's going to have on them. That whole one for the road back in the 70s, we got rid of that in the 80s with education. We turned that let's have one drink for the road into a stigma. If you heard someone say that at a party, you looked at them cross and you said, please don't do that.
Yeah, well, you also had the invention of the designated driver, too, which we didn't previously have. You know what, man? I'm with you. You're preaching to the choir here, and I hope everybody else realizes that they should vote on Amendment 44, and hey, they should vote for the legalization of it.
Before you let me go, Jay, I just want to say one thing.
Quickly.
We have a major problem in this state. How many thousands of children don't have health insurance? Everyone keeps trying to draw children into this argument, saying it's a gateway drug. There's absolutely no evidence about that. But what happens if I would tell you that if we just regulated it, taxed the sale of marijuana to adults over the age of 21, there would not be a single child in this state that would be without health insurance?
I think it'd be wonderful.
We could fund it for every child, every vaccine. They grow up to the age of 18 having seen a doctor every time they need to. They don't go to the emergency room and again burden the tax base with unpaid medical bills. Think about this. This can actually be for our children. And anytime you're sitting next to some conservative who wants to bring up the gateway drug argument, just direct them to normal. www.norml.org.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Thanks. Yeah, I have the same feeling about gambling. I think gambling should be legal. I don't think you should have to go to Central City or Blackhawk to do it. I think you should all be able to do it here if you want to. I mean, the people have trouble with it, you have sickness with it or whatever, you get help. Well, I mean, that's what you need to do. Let's go to Justin in Aurora. Justin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. I just wanted to, you know, get out in the open before I start in. You and I are probably going to disagree on most issues, but I was glad that you had Mozambique, I believe was the name.
Yes.
Glad you had him on and to know what happens in those situations. And I caught the first part of the interview, and I'm working, so I had to miss the second part.
Well, you can get it on podcast.
Well, I was hoping to be able to call in and just kind of I know it sounds a little trite, but on behalf of the American people, apologize because, unfortunately, when you're taking an aggressive approach to something like this, you're going to get some of the wrong people. You're going to apprehend some of the wrong people, and just the size and the scope of what's going on. And like he said, the people making the decisions are way up the chain and never hear what he has to say. And I guess it's just a sad reality, but it's, you know, when you hear that individual story of that individual person, it's hard to imagine being in that situation.
Well, he's one of many, and the problem here is not only as a country have we not apologized, not only as a country have we not accepted responsibility for it, but also that it's the wrong way to treat people. It is the wrong way to treat people, to torture them, to beat them, to kick them, and expect them to give you information. It's just wrong.
Well, did he, and I guess that's one of the issues I have with you, is I didn't hear him say that he was beaten or kicked.
Yes, he said it.
Well, he
said... Go back and listen to the podcast. He said it.
I will do that.
It's also in his book. If you don't want to listen to that, you can read the book.
When you asked him if he was beaten after he didn't give them the answers, he said no. Now, maybe it came up later and I missed it. But
yeah, I asked him if he were tortured. He said yes. He said at Bagram he was tortured. I asked him, what did the torture consist of? He said, having my hands shackled behind my back up over my head, having a hood put over me, being kicked, beaten, forced to bow down for hours on end. And I can't remember what else he said, but he said that he was subjected to that treatment. Now, you want to know something? Here's two things that happen out of that. One, you won't get what you want because people lie and make up stuff just to escape the punishment. Two, human rights-wise, it absolutely bottom-line sucks. And three, you know what? That's not... All you're doing there is you're helping your enemy, not helping yourself.
Well,
because those stories get out.
When you're dealing with those people, you know, if you were to snag Bin Laden's bodyguard or something like that, are you going to get any information out of him by being nice?
Yes. You know what? The FBI, as a matter of fact, had a major rupture with the CIA over this very question because the FBI kept pointing out to the CIA that they had more success with Sheikh al-Libi, and they had more success with others that they had captured by being nice to them and winning them over than they did by brutalizing them. And the CIA objected to that and brutalized Sheikh al-Libi, and guess what they got out of him? Made up information, which later turned out to be false, and he had to recant it and admit to him that he had told him a lie.
What's the guy's name? Sheikh what?
Sheikh al-Libi.
I'd like to look that up and read that.
Go look at it. It's in the New York Times. It was in the New York Times last week. All right?
I will do some reading on that.
Okay.
Thanks.
Sure. So at 9:34, 26 minutes in front of 10, we don't have to coerce this person. She'll give us information voluntarily. Right?
Yes.
Well, we could lock you in a room and play, like, the worst music that you hate over and over again.
You know, that would be hard to find because I love music in general, so I'm not sure what that would be.
Barry Manilow.
Oh, Mandy. Over and over and over again.
Till you tell us what we want to know. How much Barry Manilow do you think you'd have to listen to before you finally give in?
I don't know. An hour?
Wayne Newton.
Yeah, there you go. You found one.
Donk a shame. I go, yeah, man, I'd admit to anything if you played that enough.
Okay.
All right, speaking of admitting things, admit to us what the traffic looks like.
I'll remember that. Not a lot to get in your way, just busy still southbound 25 through downtown, southbound 25 through the tech center, starting to get back to normal. We've got some surface street problems, construction that's coming up here. You're definitely going to be annoyed if you don't avoid these. Arapahoe, still a mess either side of I-25. You want to steer clear of Yale, east and westbound, also at I-25. And Quebec at Alameda. Weather outlook, partly cloudy, breezy.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it, a catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute, that's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-220-1174. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Sitting alone.
The thing about a good story, especially a life story, you want it to keep going. Drive the safest car you can, Volvo, for life. Lease a new 2007 Volvo XC90 3.2 all-wheel drive for $389 a month for 24 months. $3,509 due at signing. Taxes, title, and registration fees extra. Call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Visit your Denver area Volvo retailer before this lease offer ends. Speaking of endings, hear the rest of the story at DenverVolvoDealers.com.
Vision, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Oh, man, I love this.
Thank you for all
9:38. High today, 83, partly sunny. AM 760, Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600. By the way, you know what, to that last caller, Jason, was that his name, I believe it was? Justin? You know, the other thing is, too, is that here's something about this whole current struggle with radical Islam that we forget and that we don't remember and we don't want to ever talk about. And that is how we treat people like Mozambeg and others, who we pick up because somebody turns them in, or we pick up without any knowledge of their innocence or guilt. And how we treat them matters, because if we torture them, if we waterboard them, and if we torture them, and if we do those things, then you can expect the exact same treatment or worse if one of our soldiers gets caught. Two, those stories get out to the Muslim world. And if there's one thing we're not doing a very good job of, it's touching the Muslim world and Muslim hearts. And we need to be doing that. Because it does matter. Because that's where they draw their pool of resources of converts from. It's from the general population. And you know what? They believe that we don't like them. And I believe there are a significant amount of people in this country who don't like them. I don't care. I mean, you could be the most upstanding, tax-paying, decent person in this country. And because you're Muslim or a member of Islam, or you're Arabic, there are certain, or Persian, there are certain people out here who just are not going to like you. And it's wrong. It is definitely wrong. Let's go to William in Boulder. William, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you doing today?
Hey, William, how are you?
Really good. I wanted to talk about the Playboy, but I wanted to mention a couple of your callers. I'm totally for Amendment 44. It's ridiculous. The stuff's still illegal ballot in 2006. I also want to say, as a veteran of the Vietnam era, I was appalled by the administration, the Veterans Administration's stance on the Gulf War syndrome.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
I agree.
These people, the ones that made this, or came up with this idea, obviously had never served in combat. Okay, basically, I just want to get to the fluff today. When I talk to you guys, I talk about politics and that, and I always get all upset and excited and everything else. Today, it's easy. It's just a Playboy thing. So, okay, I love Playboy. Playboy's great. And I do get it for the articles and the reading, but of course I get it for the women, too. They're beautiful. I'm 56. I love looking at a beautiful girl. I understand what you said about if somebody's daughter and all that, but most of these girls that get into Playboy, I think, are trying to further their career. And, you know, they can get into movies or business or whatever, and I think being in Playboy definitely helps them in that respect.
Don't you feel a little weird, though, looking at girls that are, like, you know, 22, 23 years old?
Not at all. Like I told Turk, I look at the human body as a work of art, especially the female. I mean, I'm an atheist, but if there is a God, he's got a hell of a sense of humor. Look at the way he made women. They look so gorgeous. They walk so perfect. They are just fine. They're just the best species on Earth. And then look at us men. I mean, we were built for wandering around and, no, that's not the word. We were built for hunting. They were built for attracting the hunters. So, no, I see nothing wrong with that at all.
Here, listen, I got something for you.
Sure.
Remember this song?
Jethro Tull. No.
City Hall Park, bitch. I hate little girls with bad intent.
That's excellent, Jay.
Well, Yelvin Boulder.
See, don't you feel bad, man?
You're a card, I'll tell you. But I got to tell you, Playboy's always been a liberal magazine that stands behind liberal causes. Hugh is a very liberal man, and a very lucky man, I have to add.
Yeah, okay, I guess. You know, I know it's been a very liberal magazine. There's no question about that. I was kind of taken back when I read that article about the number of Republicans or conservatives who read it.
Well, the Republicans and conservatives are mostly, for the most part, perverts. So I mean whenever you read about some
true.
Guy getting whenever you read about some guy getting picked up for messing around with the little schoolgirls or this and that, they tend to be Republican. I mean, they used to mention that in the article.
No, there have been Democrats that have been caught, too.
Oh, I'm sure they have. Oh, I'm sure. The Democrats
and liberals?
Democrats and liberals are just as perverted as conservatives when it comes to sex. So I think people don't really take sex as what it is. I mean, it's the most natural feeling that is in a human being.
Well, it's you know what? It's one of the most it's one of the in some households it's one of the rarest commodities besides low price gasoline. William, thank you, man.
Oh, no problem.
I appreciate the call. Call me.
You got
again.
It. See you.
All right.
Bye bye.
It's 9:44, 16 before 10. You want to take one more? Let's go to Kevin in Fort Collins. Kev, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Dunk a shame, my
you too.
Darling. Dunk a shame. Anyway, Jay, what I want to talk about was that guy was a little bit surprised. I also wanted to echo the last caller about the troops. That is just outrageous that they come up with this. And what they're going to end up trying to do, or they're doing, is to keep them from getting disability pensions. They'll still get some treatment, but they're not going to get the disability pensions that they deserve. I happen to know a Gulf War veteran, and trust me, his syndrome is very obvious. He has all kinds of skin irritations. He can't work. He has psychological problems from it, and he'll get nothing now. And that's the whole thing. It's
that's criminal.
Money.
That's criminal, and that's wrong.
Totally criminal. But I have to talk about the torture thing. Now, let's just go back to World War II. Nazis surrendered in droves because they were treated well by American soldiers. They knew they were going to get fed. They knew they were going to be treated well. My dad was in World War II, and he mentioned that he was just astounded by that, and he had talked to some prison guards, and they said that. They said, well, the Germans surrender, and they trust us because they know that we're not going to do anything to them but treat them well, and, we treat them almost better than their commanders do. But going back to 93, Jay, the FBI, every one of those people they caught for the Twin Towers deal that they did when they exploded that. They caught those people. They could question them. They treated one so well that his son needed a surgery, medical procedure, and they did it for him, had it recorded, showed the guy, and he completely turned over for the FBI because he thought, well, you know, these are decent people. All the evidence that they got from the questioning was admissible in court, was used in court. They're all convicted, and they were sentenced. And it, so it's effective. You'll never talk to a criminal investigator or a military type person that says that torture works. It doesn't. They'll just tell you anything you want to hear so that you'll stop treating them as such. So Bush knows the difference, and I just think he's so criminal that he doesn't care. And to lie about the fact that they're doing it is even more criminal. So, oh, did, another thing, Jay, did you hear that that BYU professor is the one that was wrote a book or op-ed piece about the 9/11, about the buildings coming down? He was put on administrative leave by BYU. They're investigating him.
Oh, I know. I think he was a
physics professor.
No, I didn't see that. I generally don't follow that stuff, but I'll have to go on the... I'll have to go on the web and check that out. You know,
what?
When you were talking about beating those guys, it always reminds me of that scene in Reservoir Dogs where they have the police officer taped to the seat, and Michael Madsen walks up and says, it's either Michael Madsen says it or Harvey Keitel's character says it, says if you beat him long enough, he'll tell you anything.
Yeah, I think it was Michael Madsen that said that.
And, you know, that's really true. But there are people out there, man, who are sadistic, and I'm not saying that that guy, Justin, is. I'm just saying there are people out there who, yeah, you know, that sounds like a good idea. Let's beat the crap out of these people until they tell us what we want. The idea is to get information we can use. That's the idea. The idea is not to make people suffer so much physical pain that they're eventually going to tell us stuff that isn't true and to throw us off the track. Kev,
well,
thanks, man. I got to run.
Okay, thanks, Jay.
Appreciate
Take care.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
9:48. It's 12 minutes in front of 10 here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Miss any or part of the show.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
Experienced instructors want to help beginners as well as experienced riders. To register for classes, go to abatofcolo.org. That's abatofcolo.org.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk September 28th through September 30th for the 25th Annual Great American Beer Festival held at the Colorado Convention Center. This three-day event is host to one of the nation's most prestigious beer judging competitions.
Be sure to come thirsty.
There will be over 1,600 samples from the 380 U.S. brewers participating. For all the details and for the chance to win your free tickets, log on to am760.net.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for a new brake pad?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more, offer good on most cars and light trucks.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance, even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your health care network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
Only one person gets to be the most important person in a business. And in this business, that's Jan.
Jeez, I'm just an account manager.
You keep your big accounts happy.
Yeah.
Then you're the most important person in the business.
Fine.
That means she's got to be ready. And she is, with a platform built on Microsoft software.
Well, when I'm working with clients, I can get answers for them immediately from production, distribution, billing, anywhere.
It's an all-access pass.
It does keep my clients happy. We've got one of the highest retention rates in our industry.
Spoken like the most important person in the business, which you are. Until...
Until what?
Until a client calls Nancy, making Nancy the most important person in the business. Nancy,
where you going?
With the right software, all your people can be the most important person in the business. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people ready. Microsoft, software for the people ready business.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
It's 8 minutes away from 10 o'clock. Al Franken coming up after 10. High today, 83. Partly sunny. AM 760. Progressive Talk. And it's open phones. Tomorrow, 4 hours of open phones, plus the expertise of Christy Harvey, too. That's all coming up tomorrow. Let's go to Jesse in Boulder. Jesse, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. Jesse visiting from Minnesota.
Okay. You know what? That doesn't work. This is not the amateur hour. I mean, you know, get a better act. Gene in Denver. Gene, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I'm so pleased that you're going to investigate for the vets, the Gulf War vets, and I gave your screener their information. There are so many civilians in this country that have this illness as well, and I told him about Congressman Bernie Sanders in Vermont, who's now running for the Senate, who has spoken up in Congress again and again. I have those transcripts about the Gulf War vets, and he has described in detail the suffering in the library of, you know, the records I have here. And he also says, and the civilians who are suffering from the same thing, and there are many of us around the country who suffer from this. We have newsletters, we share information. The main reason they're doing this is because they don't want to pay any lawsuits for all of the people who are sick. Dr. Robert Haley in Texas, who's doing the research, I've talked to him. I've gotten papers, printed information, and it's identical to what I have suffered these last 20 years. So, but it's a cost thing. See, they do not want to open this up.
I don't doubt that at all. I don't doubt that at all. And I'm sure they're also covering for, you know, their pharmaceutical buddies. But I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll wheel around and work on getting Bernie Sanders to come on the air, and we'll see if we can get him to talk about it.
Well, I gave your screener my number as well. I've got a lot of research, and I can, when I start to pull things out of my files, I can even send you these things from Bernie speaking in Congress, but better that you get him on the phone. But and from Dr. Haley, I can pull out his number. But this is strictly money. They're covering for all of the people who, you know, as you say, the pharmaceutical companies, Dow Chemical.
Okay, don't name names, because you know what? I'm not going to put myself in a position
to. No, I understand what you're saying, but the point is that they're covered. This is the pocketbook.
Okay, but don't do it. Don't name names.
No, I won't. This is a pocketbook issue, and they don't care who suffers or who dies.
Yeah, well, you know what? I totally and completely, I agree with that. I mean, I don't think there's any reason for them suddenly to turn virginal now and to be angel-like now. But we'll definitely get a hold of Congressman Saunders, so hopefully soon to be senator, and we'll definitely look into it. Gene, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Bless your heart, Jay.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
All right. Yeah, we'll see. Have we ever tried to get him on before? I don't think we've ever actually. Maybe once we tried to get him on.
I don't think we've ever tried to get him on, no. I know he does a lot of radio, so I think it shouldn't be a problem getting him on. Maybe we shoot for something early next week and talk about Gulf War Syndrome.
Yeah, we'll definitely get in contact with his office and see if he'll come on. Just so you know, we did get in contact with Keith Oberman's office because after those commentaries that he did, wanted to get him on here in the worst way. But the word is he doesn't do much radio. However, he does have a book to sell. I don't know if you've seen him doing this towards the last part of his show when he does the worst person of the day, and then he holds up that book. I believe it has like 202 people in it, and then some standbys. So he is selling that book. So we may have a chance to get Keith Oberman on here because he's in the middle of trying to sell a book. Now tomorrow we got Christy Harvey, Morgan Carroll, and Ken Gordon, plus 4 hours of open phones. Kicks off bright and early at 6. Oh, and it's the weekend. And by the way, movie recommendations. And I've been holding on to this all week. Okay, not for the kids. Can't take the kids to this. But definitely worth seeing. Go out and see Hollywoodland with Ben Affleck and Diane Lane. And I think the other guy's name is Adrian Brody. And I am not a big Ben Affleck fan. But you know what? This is a good movie. And it's about the unsolved, mysterious death of George Reeves, who played Superman on TV, if you're old enough to remember that. Also, not for the faint at heart, only for those of you with a sick sense of humor. A sick sense of humor. Factotum. After the Charles Bukowski novel. And finally, opening up today, The Black Dahlia, notorious unsolved murder case in Los Angeles. And that's going to be a great film. And I'll tell you, that's exactly where Mary and I are going. And I'm sorry, and I take that back. It doesn't open today. It opens tomorrow, Friday. All right. Have yourselves a good day. And don't forget.
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
The voice of Deep Purple, and to many, the voice of rock and roll. Coors Light Live presents Ian Gillan. Ian Gillan, live in a rare concert appearance September 19th at the Gothic Theater. Often imitated, never duplicated. Ian Gillan in his first solo tour of the United States. A rare and up-close evening with one of the greatest rock and roll singers of all time. Ian Gillan singing his own solo material and classics from Deep Purple. Celebrate a lifetime of rock and roll with Ian Gillan, September 19th.